This message, "A Prisoner," by Brother William Marion Branham, was delivered on Wednesday evening, July 17, 1963, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Beda Sisia Gato Nye esinoving to William Marion Branham de Gbefan le Kura Gbefien Siam Lom via Adrelia Frakpere Kalafa Sheke Bla Devon Tuame le Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, and to hear of the great and mighty works that you have done before.
Afisia ake le afeto Yesu fun kome. Eye be mia se dogan jotu si o ne wo tan.
And now we stand with anticipation, raises our faith and anoints us to believe that what has been asked for tonight will be granted.
Ke azon mi le titre le mokpokpo gamme do mi afa ko so de ji eye na sia mi na mi be mi akwe asebe nu si mi bia fien sia la wado enu.
I know each and every one of them, all that they have requested, and we pray for them, especially Lord, those who are so near death.
We jesi o domoto de sia de deka deka ble nu si o kata o bia la ke mi le gbe domra de wota toche afoto de amesio tode kugbo kuyung tolata.
Bring peace to their soul if it isn't already there. Bring healing to their body. Grant it, Lord.
Renutiva fava ufechime, nengebe esiamele afima vo ola, re doyoyova ufechime, nabe wavame afoto.
Bless our coming together. We pray, Lord, that on this Wednesday night prayer meeting, that as we have assembled, knowing that wherever two or more are assembled together, you'll be with us.
Iramia fe kpekpela, mie dogbeda afeto le egbe kura fien si afe gbedodora takpekpe me, bena esi mie kpetala henya bene afisi ame ve, alo u ave, wokpetale la, wola elemia domen.
Yes. And we ask you, Lord, to give us your word tonight.
Do us,
speak to us, Lord, and warm our hearts strangely.
Eye mie biawo, afoto, bena to wo nyala na mi fiensia, fonu na mi, afoto, eye de domia fe jiwo me, nukutui.
That we would know how to discipline ourselves for the great time that lays ahead as we believe that we're nearing the coming of the Lord.
Alebe mia nya, ale si mia le mia do kiwe, henna e yi gansi le mia ngola, esime mie huesebe, mie tede afoto fe vavang.
We thank thee for people now beginning to find faith dear to them and knowing what faith means.
Nye da akpena o, elabena azon ama o je chose kpokpo abe nu chosye na o, khe le si jem nu siye nye chose.
Knowing we are thanking you for services yet ahead, believing it, that you're going to do something.
Eye esi mye nya khe da akpena o de eta gohan, be takpekpe o le mi angola, mye chwese be ele nane woge.
Lord, we're waiting with anticipation, like the days of old. Believing that the time is near when you're going to just raise up the windows of heaven and pour out the
love
that God has promised in this last day.
Afeto mye lala, ble mokpokpo gan, abe etan keke ome ene, hekwe sebe, eyi yatua fe sinako jifo fe flesi o yiji, eye na dudu ngbedodo si maudo dadi ile nkeke mamle ome.
Now we ask you, Lord, to be with all around the nations as the day we heard.
Yes.
So many around everywhere that's in need. Grant them their request, Lord.
Azon mie bia wo, afeto be be na nok ble wukatan le duko wukatan me. Esi wo nye be mie le, amegede wonko seme egbe le afisi afi si wo le hahiame. Wo wopwe be bia wo na wo, afeto.
And we pray to see the great hand of God moving all over the world among those who are looking for this great thing.
Eye mie le gbedom rabe, miakpɔ mawu ƒe asi kako la na de zɔn le xexea me katã le ame siwo le mɔ kpɔm na nu gã sia la dome.
Forgive us of our sins. Chase the slob with thy spirit and thy word that we might discipline ourselves to obedient service. Obedient service to the will of God.
Tsɔ miaƒe nu vɔwo ke mi. Ka mo na mi aƒetɔ kple wo gbɔgbɔ kple wo nya la. Ale be mia le mia ɖokuiwo nyuie abe dɔla ɖo to siwo le mawu ƒe lɔlɔnu me ene.
Let us remember and try to think in our hearts what the early Christians done.
Na mia ɖo ŋku etsi ne mia dze agbagba abu nu si kristotɔ gbãtɔwo wɔ la ŋu le miaƒe tsiwo me.
What type of people would we meet if we met those who had personally been in contact with you, how their faces must have lit up with faith and joy.
Ameka ƒomeviwo anye ame siwo miava kpe esime mia kple ame siwo do go wo tempa la miava kpe mahã. Aleke gɔe woƒe ŋkume anɔ keklẽm kple xɔse kple dzidzɔ mahã.
How their lives must have been the living word of God. Just written epistles read of all men as they walked in and among people. God grant it once more.
Aleke gɔe woƒe agbe anye mawu ƒe nyagbagbe lae mahã. Agbalẽ ŋɔŋlɔwo si amewo katã xlẽna ɖeɖe ko esi woanɔ yiyim le amewo dome. Mawu zi ɖeka ake na esia nava me.
May our lives be so submitted to thee that the Holy Spirit will live itself through us and speak through us, Lord.
Na be miaƒe agbewo na bɔbɔ ɖe te wo ale gbegbe bene gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe ŋutɔ nanɔ agbe to mia me eye wòaƒo nu to mia me aƒetɔ.
May we remember in our minds as we walk upon the street and rub arms with the world, we're not supposed to be like those.
Na miaɖo ŋku dzi le miaƒe susu me be esi mie le zɔzɔm le mɔdodowo dzi hele asi lim asime na xexea me la bena mele be mianɔ abe woamawo ene o.
We step aside and give them the place, Lord, in their rightful position here on earth.
Ke miedzea ɖe aga hena mɔwo aƒetɔ le ɖoƒe siwo dze na wo le anyigba dzi afi me.
We'll take the back seat knowing that we are delegates from another world.
Amen.
We have a kingdom that's coming into power, Lord.
Miexɔna megbe zikpui esi mienya be mienya amedɔdɔ siwo tso xexe bubu me la ta. Fiaɖuƒe aɖe le mia si si gbɔna ava xɔ dziɖuɖu aƒetɔ.
And our great king will soon arise and take over all the kingdoms that's in his domain. And he shall rule and reign with him here on earth 1,000 years and be with him forever.
Eye miaƒe fia gã la gbɔna ava xɔ fiaɖuƒewo katã siwo le eƒe tsiɖuƒea me. Eye ela xɔ dziɖuɖu aɖu tsi. Kpakple eyama le anyigba dzi afi ƒe akpe ɖeka eye mianɔ anyi kple eyama heyi tegbe.
With this in mind, Lord, now we look forward to the answer of our prayer. We look to our confession.
Esia le miaƒe susuwo me la aƒetɔ, azɔ mie le mɔ kpɔm na miaƒe gbedodoɖawo ƒe ŋuɖoɖo. Mie le miaƒe emeʋuʋu la dzi kpɔm.
If we have did anything, said anything, or thought anything that was contrary to your great will, let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse.
Nenye be mie wɔ nane gblɔ nya ɖe alo susu nane si tsitre ɖe wo lɔlɔnu gã la ŋu la, na be Yesu Kristo ƒe ʋu naklɔ mia ŋuti.
Lead us, Lord, as the sister said tonight about she and her husband on the road to Chicago.
Kplɔ mi aƒetɔ abe ale si nɔvi nyɔnua gblɔ fia sia ene ku ɖe eya kple srɔ̃a ŋuti le Chicago mɔ dzi.
Lead them, Lord God, to the place that you can use that they might be beams of light to others who are groping in darkness that knows not our Lord Jesus.
Blowo aƒetɔ mawu ɖo teƒe si nate ŋu azã wo le bena woanye kekeli ƒe keklẽ na ame mamlɛ siwo le asi tsam le blukɔ me ame siwo menya mi aƒetɔ Yesu o.
And we commit the service to you and listening for your word of correction that we might know how to prepare for this great hour. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Azɔ mie gblẽ takpekpea ɖe asiwo me kple toɖoɖo ʋu nya ƒe ameɖɔɖɔɖo Ale be mia tengwa nya ale si mia jirado na gafufu gansia le Yesu nko me mi bia sia le. Amen.
Thank you, brother. I was a little bit unexpected at this. Being here at home, I felt like if I wasn't really, I had to go somewhere, an emergency, I'd feel very bad if he's sitting at home and I'd come to prayer meeting.
Afeto na yirao, akpena o novi ngtu. Nyama no mokpokpo mena esi afun o. Nyela, esi mela afeta la, ewa na mabe ne afyareke yiyime le ngunye tututu o la. Singe dukpata ola ma wom nyue obe ma no afeme eye nge ma va gbedodora takpekpe ya o.
And I kind of dropped in unexpected to myself, even to my family, and just got in and chopped right off.
Eye ma fu dugbo esi mele ngdodo me na nye ngto kple na nye fomi ago ha o de ko magbo heje moten.
And so I said, I'm going down to prayer meeting, and she didn't even have time to get ready to come, so she didn't know I was coming.
Eye eta megblobe mayina de gbedodora takpekpea eye eyi meno asinto ha be wajrado ava o eta menya be megbona o.
So I'm happy to hear the sister's testimony there, the brother, about that light up at South Carolina, North Carolina somewhere. Greenville, was it?
Southern Pines.
Southern Pines, yes.
Eta enye jijo na mbe masa novingu tuafe dase didile afima novingu tu kure kekali maunti le Carolina Jehe, alo Carolina Nyehe, afiade, Graceville ya.
Brother Lee Dale, we're just here today. I baptized you today in the baptismal service here today. Brother Lee Dale, you're one of the ministers there. Brother Parker Thomas.
Novin to Leeville no Aficia Egbe. Menure Egbe, Lengongro Subosubo Mel, Aficia Egbe. Novin to Leeville, Minye. Ble osofo siola afima noving to Parker Thomas.
Davis, I remember of the time a sister being shattered. It was a great confirmation, sister, to what the Holy Spirit sometimes will let us go ahead and test our faith to see what test others' faith.
Emma no ani madon ku gadema si vovoliu. Fokla novignon ware fe nyenye laji. Esia nye kperoji gande novignonu nanu siye. Bokbo koko yado yi di amob na mi be miya yiji alebe wado miya fokose akbo. Be wakbo nuka be wato do amabu buo fokose akbo.
When you're looking directly at something and see something and say it, others look and don't see it, they say it's not there. See? But it is there.
Na ali nkure nane ji ten. Eye ekponane hegblela amabubuo ha wadankude eji gake umakpe o wagblobena nuama lafima o mikuya gake lafima.
Now there was no one could see that light that's hanging over Paul, but it was there.
Azomi areke matengwa akpo be kekeli matore Paulo fetama o gake no fima.
Amen. No one seen that dove coming down out of heaven in that light and form and hung over Jesus but John himself. But it was there, see.
Ameareke mekpo ahone ma si divato jifu le kekeli ma mele nono meare me gbona heva tode Yesu ji o negbe Johannes ntoku gake no afima mikuya.
And so then later when I was telling the people about this light being like a pillar of fire, no one wanted to believe it, but now the mechanical eye of the camera identified that.
Yes.
And I tell them that the evil spirit is dark.
Ekema emegbe esime nonyak blom na amewo kure kekeli manguti be ele sigbe jolilikpo la ameyarekeme tibe ya hojinye se o. Ke azon foto de mofo nkuo degesi esia ele si wove. Ke gbogbo voya nyrona.
It's just like our lives, we're shadows. And if we're a light, if our lives cope with the light of the day, we're walking in light.
De ko esia gale, abe mia pa akbewo ene, mienye vovonliwo, eye mienye, ne mienye kekeli la, afisye, nenye be mia pa akbe sokple, ekbe kekeke afe kekeli ala, mien le zozom le kekeli me.
It's just like you look out and say, I see the sun in the daytime. You see the shadow of the sun, it's a reflection of the sun. It isn't the sun itself, but it proves that there is a sun.
Amen.
It proves there is a sun.
Egale sigbe ale sinade nku agblobe melengdokpom lenkekeme ekpɔ ŋdɔ ƒe vɔvɔli ko ŋdɔ ƒe keklẽ ko menye ŋdɔ la ŋutɔ ye o gake esia le kpe ɖom edzi be ŋdɔ li edro kpe edzi be ŋdɔ li.
Like you sitting out there using fans talking, that means you're living. But it's only a shadow of life because anything has got to have darkness in it to make a shadow.
Ke azɔ esi mekpɔe abe wo si nɔ anyi ɖe afi ma le yagbɔnu zam hele nu ƒom ene la esi afia be ele agbe gake enye agbe ƒe vɔvɔli ko elabena ele be viviti nanɔ nu sia nu me godoo hafi wòanye vɔvɔli mikpuia.
Because a shadow has to possess so much darkness and so much light to make a shadow.
Elabena vɔvɔli la ele be viviti aɖe si nu kple kekeli aɖe si nu nanɔ eme be wòawɔe vɔvɔlie.
And it can't be altogether dark and it can't be altogether light. If it's dark, it's real dark. If it's light, there's no nothing to make a shadow. But if it's mixed with dark and light, it makes a shadow.
Ke mate ŋu anye viviti blibo o, eye mate ŋu anye kekeli hã blibo o. Ne nua nyrɔ la, ekema ɖe wo nyrɔ koŋ. Ne enye kekeli la, ekema ɖe vɔvɔli mele eme o. Naneke meli si awɔe wòanye vɔvɔli o. Gake ne viviti kpakple kekeli tsaka la, awɔe be wòazu vɔvɔli.
So we are really shadows of life. Now you're reflecting the light from somewhere. Amen.
Eya ta le nyateƒe me la, kekeli ƒe vɔvɔli woe mienye. Azɔ miele agbe si le afia ɖe la ƒe keklẽ ɖem fia.
If you are in Christian, this being a shadow, it only proves that there is a life where you can't die because this life has death in it. See?
Nenye be mienye kristotɔ la, ke nyenye sia nye vɔvɔli. Esia le eɖem fia ko bena agbe aɖe li afi si miagate ŋu aku le o elabena ele be agbe sia ya naku mikpuia.
But it's a shadow because you're living, moving creature with abilities to see, think, move and talk and the five senses of the body.
Gake la enye vɔvɔli elabena enye nuwɔwɔ gbagbe si vana. Eye ŋutetewo le asiwo be nakpɔ nu ase nu aʋa aƒo nu kple ŋutilã ƒe nusese atɔawo.
But yet you know they're dying and there's so much trouble. You know it can only be it's a reflection, see, that there's life and death mixed together.
Gake hã enya bena esiawo la wole kukum yina eye hiãkame sɔŋ koe le eme minye be ɖeko woate ŋu anye. Enye nua ƒe keklẽ ɖeɖe fia ko mikpuia bena enye agbe kple ku si tsaka ɖe du.
The physical has to die, but if you are reflecting by your mortal life the light of heaven, then you're reflecting the eternal life.
Amen.
Ele be ŋutilã naku gake ne etsɔ wo agbe si kuna la le dziƒo ƒe kekeli ɖem le fafiam la ekema ele agbemavɔ ƒe keklẽ ɖem fia. Si enye mau.
Then when you die, you can no more really go to that light because that's what you've reflected.
Ekema ne ekula, matengwa ya fiade ke wu kekeli magbo o. Elabena eya enye nusife keklan edefia.
If you are of the dark world, you reflect that. And you can go no other way but to darkness. See? So we are in a reflection.
Ne eto viviti pe kekia mela, ade esia afia. Eye matengwa wo alo ato mobubu ho negbe esi yi viviti gbo ko mikuya eyata miele keklen de fia lame.
So we see that as sure as the Holy Spirit reflects life and life, so does death reflect darkness, and here they both are.
Ke miekpona esia eye kakare jitue abe ale si gbogbo kokwe dea kekeli kple agbe fia na ene la nenema ke ku hã ɖia viviti fia nɛ ke le afi sia la woa kple eve la sia li.
Tomorrow, by the end of the week, maybe by Sunday, we are getting the small photograph blown up to a large size so it can be put on the billboard where your picture hangs out there on the billboard. I don't know if you noticed it or not.
Etɔ si gbɔ kɔsiɖa ƒe nuwu lɔƒo la ɖewo anye kɔsiɖa gbemahi. Mia xɔ foto ɖeɖe sue aɖe siwo keke ɖe edzi gã aɖe ale be woate ŋu aklẽ ɖe taflo gã dzi afi si wokla wo foto ɖo le taflo gã dzi Nyemenyana edegesi esi alo medegesi o.
And then about a week ago in Jamaica where it was missionary, we sent tapes all over the world.
Kel alela ke ano abe kosina de kava yene le Jamaica afisi meno dogbele la miedo nyafuka oro de kikiame kata.
And the seven seals has got back into way back into the inlands of Jamaica, way in the interior. And it's very primitive back in there behind Blue Mountain.
Eye nutrenu adria wo yide yikeke Jamaica fukpoji he yikeke dukwa fe titi na ke ha ke enye jojuru vevie le nkeke afima ha le Blue Mountain fe magbeda.
And the natives sometimes they have a tape recorder you get for them that you have to like the old Victrola crank it and then let it play like that and every few minutes somebody has to crank it.
Ke dua meto yado yila nya nyala mo simie nawola lewosi esi wolebe mia miawo miatro abe Victrola hoho tola ene eye miade asie le ngubebe wafonenama ekama tomiti ye miti viade wola elebe amiade na trui.
This group had a battery, a 6-volt battery or something. They're playing this tape recorder and they're all sitting together about what's here tonight listening to those seals. I believe it was.
Hatoto siala, pe sue, pe volta de tole wosi, alo nanana matogbe, si fu nanyale mwa, eye wo kata ufwa fu, ade ama ale sinu le afisia fiensia, ado to nutrenu mao, mkwe sebe eyae.
And while I was speaking, they noticed coming in the room came the same pillar of fire. Moved over where the tape recorder was and settled down over the top of it. And they went and got a camera and took the picture of it.
Eye esime nonu fomla, wo de jesi be jolili kwa ma ke zonva kwame. He zonva afisi nyale mwale, he tode fe tamme. Eye wo yida di foto demo, eye wo de foto esia.
And just the same one, there it is, hanging right there. Oh, but now we're getting it blown up so we can put it on the billboard out there that you can see it.
Ke enye de kama tututu, eye enye male afima. Tode etame afima tututu. Azon wakake de eji miya kwe. Alebe miya tengu akle de taflo ganji lekeke afima. Bena miya tengu akwe.
We are so grateful for the grace of God that's been brought into our us into his presence in this day.
Amen.
Now, we are grateful for many things.
Nye da akpe gere na ma wufe amanuveve si hemiva miya fe. Mi va efe nkume egbesia. Azon, mi edakpede nugede uhanta.
Now, I think I'm looking here and see if I can find some notes or something other than spoke on. Or get some kind of a...
Azon, mesusube, madankure afisia akpobe, matengu akpo, jeside de ade o alo nane, nwa de alo bubu si unti mefonule. Alo... Makpo nane fumovi na mi si.
I got some text wrote out in way back in here in a book. If I can find one, maybe the Lord will give me something to say on something. We pray.
Mangolo kukuyado dadi ya. Alekeke ha. De megbe lenye akbali ame afi. Ne matengwa kere de ngula. De oma hi afoto anam nyadebe makbolon. Esi me miye legbe domda.
We are under anticipation for Sunday. I have been speaking in the messages and Sunday kept me here a long time on why Christ thou unto me, speak to the people and go forward.
Aso miye le mokpom na nukao kosiragbe. Mano nufom le gbedasye ome. Ke kosiragbe, mele mide afisi atafetiti kude. Nuka ngunti elegli dom na mdo, fonuna tukola eye na dezon.
Now, Sunday is the healing service, where the sick is to be prayed for.
Azon kosiragbe enye doyo takpekpe, esiwa dokberade dono ota.
Now you get around to the sick, and there's got to be some reason that the sick, when we pray for them, if they're not healed.
Azon mikla dono ova afisia. Akama anye nane ta kokoko be dono wo ne wo to gbera de wo ta eye wo mo po doyoyo o.
And I want you, if the Lord willing, for just a short sermon on Sunday morning. So I'm going to have a healing service and pray for all the people.
Ke meji be na afeto lon la ana ma unya kwia de le kosira gbenti ha ekema meledo takpepe woge eye madogbera de amauta.
And Billy Paul or some of them will be here Sunday morning about 8 o'clock when the church opens to give the people cards as they come in the door, whenever they get in.
Eye Billy Paul alo wo domoto ade ano afisi akosira gbenti ga enyi lofo na wo fu gbedo kwa be wa ma agbalevina amawo asima wa no gagam de emeto votranu alo afia si afisi wa to agede mako.
And now I want to try be the Lord has somehow give me a little insight on the reasons why there's some people are not healed.
Ke azon asia magbea mejibe maje agbagba mako esebe nanele afoto si wanam si anye gomadede na susu sita ame adewo mekpo adoyoyo o.
And I believe it's lack of understanding. And I believe maybe we'll speak on that Sunday morning, the Lord willing.
Ke me mekwese be nu gome mase mase gbo oto. Ke me mekwese be de o hima hi mi afo nu to esi anuti kosira gbanuti na afetolo.
Now, Wednesday night prayer meeting is just a short meeting where we get together and pray as we have and associate together.
Azon kura gbefien fe gbedodora takpepe la enye takpepe suade ko si mi va fuafu hedo agbera abale si mi wonene eye mi bua hade du.
Sometimes I believe one of the great things that I find in this day is the lack of sincerity of what we believe.
Yes, amen.
Ye ado yi la me kwese be benu gan si o me kpo le nkeke sia me la dometo de ka enye an kwade madi madi le nu si o mi kwese la me mi kuya.
If God in the days of John Wesley would have done in that day what he has done today, what would it have done? In the days of Martin Luther, or what more?
Ne ma wu le John Wesley fe nkeke o me, a wo le nkeke ma wu me nu si o wo egbe la, nuka esia awo le Martin Luther alo amaka kefen kekewome.
As what we see him doing, both proven by the church, by the spirit, by science, and every move it's in motion, has to recognize.
Abe alesi wole awom nye le kpokpom la, hamela, ple gbogbo la siya, ple jojomanunya, ple zondede siya de dokpechi, elebe, what did you see?
And God's word here declaring it and telling it before it comes to pass.
Amen.
Hey, mau fanya de esia fiale afisia hekblon esia dongo afi esia nava vame.
And then moving up on and prophesying and showing the very things that he said will come to pass perfectly, exactly what he said.
Hey, gawula ezondeji hekblon yadi. Eye wo fia nu si tututu wo glola, esia ava me blibo, nu si wo glola pepepe.
And still, we sit kind of slow, as if we wonder, well, wonder if that could mean me, wonder if it could mean just the church and whole, what if I'm really included in this?
Gakela mie gabobo no anyi a lo glodo tui, abede mie galenya bia miado kiwe ene, a, nye menyane nye glomu ole o. Nyemenyane esia atengu anye ha meblibola o. Alo, nyemenyane nye ha amele nusia mevavan o.
I think Sunday morning I try to talk on some of those principles that we might enlighten us a little more.
Masusuba kosira ngutila, maje akbakba afonu le dodoma ofe dewo nguti esia atengu anake kelimidye.
Now, tonight, I found something has turned to it here for come down. I thought, what a brother never would I get down there and he'd have to say, get up and speak, just sit down.
Azon fiesia, mekere nanengu, mi vwile afisia, afi mabado afisia la, mesusube, nuka ya jo nengyebe noving to Neville. Nemedo afima eye wo vamebe, eglobe, chitre na fonu, heida nongide, mikuya.
I thought I'd better write down a couple of scriptures, because I know he's such a lovely brother, and we appreciate him.
Mesusube, mang lo kukuye viado dadi, Ela bena me nya ya ma be enye novi ngutu si lo ama ngto ke mie mie kpong jeje le enu.
Before we pray over the words, I want to recognize them. A brother, I can't even call his name at this time, two of them. They are here friends of mine.
Afti mia dogbera de nya latala, medibe ma de jesi no novi ngutu ade. Nye matengwa yo fanko gohan afifia o. Ame ve wonye wole afisia.
They're ministers and evangelists in the field going out. They heard these messages by tape, and they're out of different denominational churches. Two young fellows.
Oh, wonya o sofo klonya nyu gbola siwele agbli amele yiyem. O se gbedasi siawo le nyapokaji eye woto koma hatonko fo hama vovovo me. Novi eve siwenya de kakio.
The boy is so, one of them is so interested that he flew down to Tucson just recently and closing out a meeting. I believe I was in the businessman's breakfast, and a young fella, fine young fella, come down and they're from Kansas.
Hey, no young tula, no a dodgy journal, what do my daughter call it, but bebe, what do you am a woo to Tucson? Nito la, esimye no, no, takwekwe a wom, masusu be, mano, asitala open, ding dupe. Hey, Novi de kakwi siava, novi de kakwi nguyaden towenye, aye wo, woto, Kansas.
And they come all the way here for me to marry them. I appreciate that.
Aye woto kaka, afima vak bongela, afisia ben ma, was rondede na ye wo, mokpong jejele, siang.
To think that people would believe in your prayers enough, believe that God would hear an answer, young people starting out in life like this.
Be ma bu e si angu ti be a ma o li ho wo gbedodora jise alek begbe. O ho e jise be ma u asi e ye wadro engu de kakku isi o le akbe agome jem a be si awo ene.
And when he got here for me to marry him yesterday to find out the state law of Indiana requires that even though with their blood test to wait here in the state 3 days before they can be married. So they cannot be married until Friday morning.
E ye e si o vadro a fi si abe wa wasronde de na wo la. Eto si va yi, ova kede ngube, dukwa mefe se le Indiana la biya be, tokwa be wo wofufe do dokwa wuna wuhan la, ele be wati dukwa menkeke eton. Afi watengwa des one wu, eyata oma tengwa wosonde de ana wu, vasede fidakbe ndi wu.
And I asked our brother there on the end, if he'll just stand up and tell us who he is and his lovely little lady there and the next brother.
Eye ma biya mia novye ngutu si le nufwe afima, ne atengwa titre be wagbloa mesi wengela nami, ple fe afo novi lonloa si le afima. Eye novye ngutu evelia ha.
Thank you very much. We certainly wish these young ambassadors for the work of the Lord Jesus God's blessings to speed them on the way.
Akpena ogede, miedina amedodo siawo hena afeto yesu fe dola, maufe yaira nawo, be wofe afona tole moaji.
And as I wondering, waiting for the coming of the Lord and see young men and young women with a purpose and heart to serve Christ, that thrills me. To see them raised up like this. The Lord bless you richly, my brother, sister.
Eye esi meletadim, hele afeto fe vavala lamla. Na mekpo de kakwi kle de tugbe si wedui le ofe chime be ye wa subo kristo la esi a jua jina mungto mikuya be makpo wo wa fonde titre ale a togbe a foto na yira mi la gboso somen no vinye ngutu wo kle no vinye nyon wo.
Now, let us turn over to a little book that I never spoke out of before in my life. And it's a very just one chapter. It's a book of film.
Azo mina mia fu agbala ade si menye megbloma unya le kpotsa le nya agbama o ke enye tarikako filimo fe agbala
and I'm just a little bit Irish. And I do have a wall around my bottom teeth. To hold a couple in the back and play.
Kanye, manye Irish tovye, eye wo, eye gakele nye anyi gbeduo ngu, be wale megbeto evi awode o tefe.
Sometimes I don't pronounce these names right. When I do know what they are, sometimes I can't pronounce them right for the lack of education.
Me, yaro yila nye me yuwa unko siya wo nye o, evo manya nusi wo nye afi, eye yaro yila, nye me tengu yuwa wo nye o, le sukuma de madeta.
So, Philemon, someone said back there, which I think is really the correct pronunciation of it.
Eyata, Philemon. Ame are yue da le megbed afima, eye me susube, efe yo yo nyu to enye ma.
Now the first verse, I want to take just a word or two from it. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to use tonight as a text, the Lord willing, is a prisoner.
Amen.
Azo kukwik banto, medibe mato nyakbedeka alo evekole eme. Paulo, Yesu Kristo fe gato. Eye esia ngunti do medibe ma wo le fiensia. Abe tanya ene ne afeton lon. Enye gato.
Now you can hardly imagine Paul regarding himself a prisoner. A born free man filled with the Holy Spirit. But yet he calls himself a prisoner.
Azon esesen tobe mi atengu abu. Be Paulo po eroku gato e. Ame si wo ji ablore vie. Si gbogbo koko yo fun. Gake ha e gale eroku yo mbe gato.
And now we find out when he's addressing the Corinthians, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ. Another time, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ. By the will of God. When he's speaking to Timothy and different ones.
Ke azon mi ekwe be. Evo englodo de Korinto tobe Paulo Yesu Kristo fo apostolo ei bubula Paulo Yesu Kristo fo subola to mau fo lolonu me ke efonu na Timotheo de vovo.
Now when he's writing here to Philemon, he says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, Paul, an apostle.
Azon si wole nunglom na Philemon la fisiala eglobe Paulo Yesu Kristo fo gato Paulo, apostolo.
I like to preach one night on that. Paul, a servant. Preach on that. And then Paul, a prisoner.
Ejrombe maglomma unya fienya de akure esiangu. Paulo, subola. Aglomma unya kure unu. Eye emekbe, Paulo, gato.
But tonight, being it, you take hours to duly consider one of the subjects I'd like to take tonight, Paul, the prisoner, and take the subject of a prisoner.
Gake fien siala, esi wo nyebe aho gafofo wobe wato len kure tanya siya wo dometo de siya de nguta. Medibe mato fien siya Paulo gatola. Eye mato tanya siya be gato.
Now let us bow our heads just a moment.
Azon minamia demia feta oto sen.
Lord Jesus, any man that physically able can pull back the pages of this Bible, but only the Holy Spirit can interpret it in the light that it's been meant to.
Afeto Yesu, amedesia desi ngutetele lamenala, atengwa ke Biblia siafe akhao, gake gbogboko kwede kakwe atengwa de egomede gomesese sila sila fe kekalinu.
We ask him to come now and help us to understand what this was addressed, this great, mighty prophet Paul, and yet call himself a prisoner.
Mi biato esibe wava azon eye wapere miangu be miase goma nusita woglosia lenyagnodi la gang santo Paulo. Gake eya gayo dokube gato.
May the Holy Spirit reveal this to us as we wait on him. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Nabek bokbokokuena de siafiami esie miele la lamla. Le Yesu Kristo fun kwame. Amen.
Now, I can imagine Paul, when he wrote this letter to Philemon, how he was sitting in jail, down there in the dungeons of this city, a prisoner.
Azon matengu asusube, Paulo, esime onglo leta sia na Filemon la, ele sie wono gaxome, le gume xo si le dua me lamme, xenye gato.
And he could well know by his position what the word meant.
Ekema atengu anyanyak bela fe gomadede nye le dofo si wole ta.
He was surrounded by bars. He could only be let free as someone was letting go free. And he knew what it was to be a prisoner.
Gatiwo fo fokle. Nene ameade de asile engbe wa voko afi watengwa vo. Ke enyanu si gato nye nye nye.
And then again, I believe that the apostle meant just a little, not exactly addressing it to his prison condition, as being a prisoner of his physical being sitting here in this jail.
Ke gakpere esiangu akela. Apostolo la nyanu viade ko. Mele ekblom kure efe fifi nonome sime wole. Abe gato ene lang titututu kure efe efe kojo wememe sino anyide gachome lang ti o.
But I believe he was referring to his being, his spirit, his will,
amen,
being a prisoner to Jesus Christ.
Ke bon me kwese ba ele asi tom efe efe nyenye efe 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 gbogbon efe lolonuji abe Yesu Christ efe gato ene.
Now we're all born a free moral agent to make any decision that we wish to. God justly does that because he must put every man on the same basis, or he put the wrong man on, he put the first man on the wrong basis that he put on free moral agency.
Azon wo jimi katan be mianye ame si o si lolonu fale. Be miatengwa wo nyame toto si juro mila. Ma wo wo e si a jodwe. El abena, el enebe wa dame si amede dofo de ka. Neme nye nene ma wo la, ekema eda ame gbanto ade. Eda magbato ade drofo si manyo o. Esi ma wo tue dade lolonu fafe.
They were just exactly like Adam and Eve. There's no difference.
Mikuya, mi le tututu fiensia abe adan kplecha woyene. Vototo ade kemele ma o.
Right and wrong sits before either one of us. Life and death, we can make our choice. It's up to you to make it.
Nye kple von le mi adometo de siade nkume. Akbe kple ku, mi atengwa wo mi afotatian. Bow, ben away.
See, that's the way Adam and Eve did. And see, and they made the wrong choice. And now by that, put the whole race of human race under death, the penalty of death.
Mikuya, neneme adam plecha wa wo we. Ke, mikuya, ke wo wo tatia gwekblen, eye ason, to amamela, wo to amafume akata fe fome, de ku, alo ku fe to hehete.
And then God came down in the form of man and took that death and paid the penalty of death that his subjects that desired to be free could go free.
Eye emegbe mawo diva le amegbe tofe nonome metikedro kuma hehe kufe tohehe ngufela alebena etosi odibe be yewavola na tenwavo.
Now if he took us without the same way that he did Adam and Eve, just pulled us through something, said, I'll save you, whether you want to save or not, then he put Adam and Eve on the wrong base.
Azon ne enchomi to vovo na mo de kasiji wo da adan kple kawadola. He hemi to naneme, blobena, mademi midalno alom yekbe, ewbe wade yewo wola. Ekema, eto adan kple kawadodo dofe simenyo, mikuya.
But each one of us has to choose this day between death and life. We can do it.
Gake mia dometo de siadela, elebe watia egbe. Le couple akbe dome. Mia tengu awe.
As I just expressed, if your life will prove, your life will prove exactly what side you're on. I don't care what side you say you're on. What you do every day proves what you are.
Abale simagbe fifi la enebena. Na wo kakali de fia wo agbe ade fia pepepe akpa si ji nele. Nye me to le mena akpa si ji wong to ebe yele o. Nusi e wona gbe si agbe la adro pe nusi nenye la ji.
You've heard the old saying, your life is so loud, I can't hear your testimony. See? Your actions is so loud.
Mi se lo do do ho hui la. Wo agbe le gli to ma le gbegbe nye ma te ngwa se wo da se didi la o. Mi kuya. Wo nu wa na o le gli to.
I've always believed in shouting and jumping, but I've always said, don't jump no higher than you live. Because the world's going to watch that.
Me kwa na gli do do kle kpo titi ji se na kokoko. Gake me gblo na kokoko bena, me ga tikpo yi ji wu wo agbe o. E la bena, hikia me le esia kpo geta.
See, you must just jump as high as you live. So, because somebody's watching you.
Mikuya, e la bena tikpo asere afisi wo agbe la sero. E la nenema e la bena, ameade lanku lamda nguo.
And now when people won't come to church, they many of them just won't do it. And some of them not coming is sincere people.
Ke azon esi. Amo ogbe solime vava. Wo domoto adewo gbena ewa woko. Ke wo domoto adewo si wo gbe vava la wo nye anukware mewo.
They see so much corruption in the church until they don't want to have anything to do with it.
Wo kpo gbegble sogbo le hamea me ale gbegbe. Be o me ti be yo adro nya de kekpli o.
And many times, we are speaking on a flat thought of that, you can hardly blame them. See, because of the way the people act, they call themselves Christians.
Eye zigere la, mi le esi akblom le susu hoju ademeko. Asese afi na tengu a bufon wo, mi kuya. Le alesi, ama wo le nu wom lata, wo yu a wodo kuyobe Kristo tou.
See, the greatest stumbling block that the world's got. Is a man and woman who professes to be a Christian and lives something different from their profession. Exactly right.
Wonya nuklipe ganto si hikia mekpona. Eye enye ngutu alonyo nusi ovwa eme baye wonya Kristo to. Evo wole akbe ade si tovofo na ofe eme vufula. Ele tefo tututu.
Now for the disappointments will be coming at the judgment.
Azo kena jire la mefo si gbona levondrogbe ngutila.
Now, the sinner, the bootlegger, the gambler, the adulteress, he won't be disappointed to hear his sentence read to depart into everlasting fire. He won't be disappointed.
Aso nouveau wala, degbala, adidala, rasiwala, eyala, jimela de gala fobe, wasewa klefe, afiatutu, be, ayi to ma voma o, jima de la fo.
But that fellow who's trying to hide himself behind some kind of a church profession, that's the boy who's going to be disappointed at the day of judgment. See? That professes to be a Christian and lives some other way.
Gake ama masila akpakpa jembe ya gla yedo kwide hamea de fe ama fufugo dola. Eya enye ngutu vima si akpo jide la mofo le von drogba nkeke aji. Mikuya, esi vwe mebe enye Kristo to. Gakele akbe nom bubuye.
It'd be better for him that he never did even make any kind of profession start at all than to start and live something different because he's the greatest stumbling block we got is for that professor that says that he is a Christian and lives something different.
Anyone ube mahawo ema fufu adeke krao aje gome u. To ube waje e gome evo ano akbe si tovovu. Elabena Eye zunu klikpe ganto keke ake si li. Eye enye eme vulama si globe ye enye Kristo to. Evo le akbe ade si to vovo.
Always don't judge your life by how much power you have to perform miracles. And we don't judge yourself by how much knowledge you have of the word.
Esia yila, megadro vonu wo akbe kple. Musa ale sinu le asio eto wa nukunu o. Eye mye droa vonu, mye roki okple nyala fe, sigege ale sinu le miasi la o.
But always judge yourself, look back and take an inventory of what kind of a fruit that the life you presently live now is bearing.
Ke bon esia yila, droa von rokyo, na troi megbe abwa konta be, kutete kafome vie akbe sin nomi ye le fifia la le te tema ha, mikuya.
I preached some time ago at a businessman's meeting in Phoenix, Arizona, of the reflection of Jesus, a reflecting Christian life.
Abe ale si me degbefa ye ade yi va yi ene le asitalawo ƒe takpekpe me le Phoenix, Arizona. Ku ɖe Yesu ƒe keklẽ ɖeɖe fia ŋuti aɖe Kristo gbenɔnɔ afia.
I said I was born up here in Kentucky where it's very primitive, especially back when I was a kid.
Megblɔ be wo dzim le dzigbe afi le Kentucky, afi si ŋkume kɔkɔ mele o. Vevietɔ le tama esime menye ɖevi.
And this little boy never had a home like we have here. Or we had so many pretty ladies that have to look through mirrors all through the house to keep their hair just in place and so forth.
Ke ŋutsuvi aɖe nɔ anyi aƒeme nɔ esi si gbe ale si wòle mía si le afi sia o. Afi si míaƒe aƒenɔvi nyakpɔwo kpɔna huhuia me le aƒea me katã be woadzra woƒe ɖaɖo ɖe teƒe kple bubuawo o.
But he had one little mare, just a little piece tacked on a tree on the outside where the wash bench was, where his mother and father washed and they combed their hair and so forth, and this little piece of an old mare tacked on a tree. Frankly, that's the type of a home that we have.
Gake ahuhue sue ade nɔ esi, enye kake ade ko wokla ade ati ngu le xexe, afi si ti le benchi la le, afi si dada kple fofoawo le ati xe vuada kple bubuawo le, le ahuhue sue kake si wokla ade ati ngu ti la nku me. Le nyateƒe me la, aƒema tɔgbi nɔ mia si.
If anybody wants to see a mare, we kids, we had to get a box and get up on the wash bench and look at this piece of a mare that I picked up myself in a dump. That wasn't down in Kentucky, that's here in Indiana, up on a Utica Pike here.
Ame si ame dina be yakpɔ ahuhue la me, mie ɖeviwo la, ele na mi be mia di nugo aɖe eye mia lia ɖe ti le bench la dzi be miakpɔ ahuhue kake sia si nye ŋutɔ me fɔ le gbelɔnu me. Ema ya la menye Kentucky ye o, miagbɔ Indiana afi ye, jigbe afi le Utica Pike.
Now, this little kid has never exactly seen himself like that, so he comes to the city to visit his grandma. And on the tour of the room, the grandma had a house that had a complete mare on the door.
Azɔ ɖevi sue sia mekpɔ eɖokui nenema kpɔ tututu o, ale wòva duga me va sra mama kpɔ. Eye le ele tsadim le xɔawo me, mama ƒe aƒe la ahuhue blibo le ʋɔtrua ŋu.
And so little boy running through the room, seen another little boy in front of him. And the little boy was running also, so he thought he should stop a few minutes to see what the little lad was going to do.
Ke ele ŋutsuvi sue la esi wòle du sim le xɔa me tom la, ekpɔ ŋutsuvi bubu le eŋkume, eye ŋutsuvi la hã le du sim. Ke esusu be yatɔ vie kpɔ ɖa be nu ka ɖevi sue ma awɔ ma hã.
And when he stopped, the little boy stopped. When he turned his head, the little boy turned his head. He scratched his head, the little boy scratched his.
Eye esi wòtɔ te la, ŋutsuvi sue la hã tɔ te. Esime wòtrɔ kɔ la, ŋutsuvi sue la hã trɔ kɔ. Eku tame, ŋutsuvi sue la hã kui.
Finally, he walked closer to investigate, and he turned around, and his mother watched him and his grandmother with amazement. Said, "Why, mother, that's me."
Mulebra la ete ɖe ŋu be ya le ŋku ɖe ŋu eye wòtrɔ. Ke dada kple mama nɔ ekpɔm mo ya toe. Ebe tso, dada, nye kem.
So I said that we too are reflecting something. See, our life is reflected.
Eya ta megblɔ bena, miawo hã mie le nane ɖem fia. Mikuya, miaƒe agbe la ɖe fia.
And now, if we lived in the days of Noah, whose side would we take? What side would we take in that great day that Noah lived? What side would we take in the days of Moses?
Ke azɔ ne mie le agbe le Noah ƒe ŋkekewo me la, akpaka dzie mianɔ. Akpaka dzie nanɔ le ŋkeke gã ma si me Noah nɔ agbe le. Akpaka dzie nanɔ le Mose ƒe ŋkekewo me.
What side in the days of Elijah the prophet, when all the world was galloped up in a great a mess of modernism, like the modern Jezebel, and read all the servants of the Lord out into a worldly way, and the church and the priests is all bowing to her.
Akpaka jina no le nyagbondila Elia fenke keo me. Esike ameha ho gala ho kikia kata mi de nkume koko me. Abe Isabel egbetwa ene eye wukplo afotola fo subosubo kata yide kikia mefe moji. Eye ramea kple nunola okata ha leta dem agune.
Would you tuck the side of popularity or would you stoop with Elijah?
Deoha anno nkohoho fwe akpaji. Alo nanno titre kpakple Elia.
Now, in the days of the Lord Jesus, when we think of this unpopular person, uneducated by the world, no schools they could ever find that he went to, and no seminary experience.
Azon la foto yesu fwe nkeke ome. Nemia bua mesia si ame ome nya unti la. Mede suku le kike ame nu o. Oma tenwa kpo suku adeke si wo dela o. Eye bibla suku fen me toto adeke deke me no esi o.
And then raise up with the name of illegitimate birth, and then come out preaching a gospel that was contrary to anything that they had been taught. And condemning the ministers and their organizations and so forth.
Ke e fonti trekle nko si abe enye jide hlome. Eye emekbe wo dogo khelekbe fadem nyanyue si chitrere nusi okata wo fia wo la ngunti. Muto ha, hele, fobbumu osofo okle wo fadodo oha okle nuokeng.
And the organizations have made a statement that if anybody even went to hear this so-called prophet would be put out of the synagogue, which was a mortal sin. They had to be accounted.
Eye dodo oha wo wo nya 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 metoto si abena na ami ade kate yida doto amama sile ya ntodo ki yombe nya gbrodi lang to go hala wa de dogo le fubo fe ame nu si enye ku ku nuvo eye elebe wa na akonta
only really the worship was under the blood of the lamb. They had to come to this sacrifice and then they were outcast, and what a great thing it was.
Monde kasi wa tenwa subo afoto le la enye alevi la fo vute. Elebe wa sonfa fo sasi akbo. Eye, wa de wo dogu ila ke nya gang to wunye.
This man ignored such as that. And yet he was perfectly with the scripture. But not in the way they knew it. What side would you have took? See?
Ke amesi amekpo nusi au kata akbo ha o. Gake ha, edele ngonglanu pepepe. Gake menye le alesi, wa wo nya esia la nu o. Akpaka jina no, mikuya.
Now, your life that you live now reflects now just what you would have done then, because you still are possessed with the same spirit.
Amen.
Azo mega, wo agbesi nom ele fisya la, ele nusi na worema ila dem fia pepepe, ele abena gbogbonde kama kwe gale me wo, mikuya.
If you take that side down with them, you'd have done it then. Because the same spirit that's in you now was in people then. See?
Ne eleofe akpaji fifiak pakliwola, ekema awele maiha, elabena bogbode kama sile mewo fifia lae no, amewo mele mai, mikuya.
The devil never takes his spirit, he just goes off from one man onto another. God never takes his spirit either. It goes from one to the other, see?
Gbogbo vomo khoefo gbogbo jone o de ko tuna la me de kaji ayama bubuji mawu ha ma khoefo gbogbo jone o de ko tuna le amerikaji ayama bubuji mikuya.
So the very spirit is upon Elijah, come upon Elijah, same one on John the Baptist and so forth.
Eya ta gbogbo si tututu no Elia ji lai gafa Elisa ji de kamake va Johannes amengirola ji heto iji.
The Holy Spirit was up on Christ, come upon the disciples, all down and still upon the people, you see. God never takes his spirit, so there we are left to make a choice.
Gbogbo koko esi no Kristo ji la gatrova nsun lawo ji kakaka va gome eye egale amawo me kokoko mikuya mawo me khoefo gbogbo jone o eyata afima ogblemi dobe mia wo tatia.
And I can't see here where Paul was regretting anything, and saying he was sorry he was a prisoner, but he was addressing himself. I believe that Paul, as he wrote this letter with that pen, that it was the Holy Spirit causing him to write that.
ke nye nye mate ngwa kpo le afisia be nane le Paul vem ta wo le gbogblom be ye nye gato o gake ele nu fom to edoku ngu me khwe se be na Paulo la esi wo to nu ngloti le agbale sia ngloom la be na gbogbokoku la tutu be wo nglo esia.
That maybe even to this night that we might pull out the context.
Amen.
Of our text to show why Paul did this, because it's scriptural and scriptural is eternal.
Alebena dewo hinza siame gohala bena mia tenwa de tanya le mia fenu kekle lame ade fia nu sita Paulo wa esiado elabena elengonglanu eye nu silengonglanu la nye nu mavo.
Now see the setting in this dingy old jail that Paul wrote to his colleague here, that his brother, that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So he could express it by seeing what was around him.
Mekwese bena Paulo le gaxo fodi do bloko siamela. Henglonu dode epe gadoola le afisia bena novyangutula. Bena yenye Christopher Gato. Ekema atengu adigblo. Ne ekpo nusio fukhlela.
Now he was in jail. But that wasn't what he was speaking to this servant of Christ, a minister with him. He was speaking that he was a prisoner to the Word of Jesus Christ, because Christ is the Word.
Azon gachome wole, gakemenye maunti wole nu fomle na Christopher subolo sia o. Amesinye osofo kwede engu, elegboglombe yenye gato na Yesu Kristo fe nyala elabena Kristo enye nyala.
Yes,
and Paul had been a great scholar in his days. He had great ambitions.
Ke Paulo nye agbale nyala gade le fe nkekeme didi koko ade le si.
He was a man that had been trained by people. A fellow by the name of Gamaliel, which was a great teacher of his day, one of the greatest schools that he could have went to.
Amiadesi Jorge, le amogbo. Amiadesi oyonan be Gamaliel bo. Amesinya nufiala gan le afan kakame. Le sukuko koke kake siwatengwa de.
For instance, like we say, Wheaton or Bob Jones or some great fundamental school, they've been taught. As a minister of the Word.
Le kodom abe ale simye glona be Wheaton, alo Bob Jones, alo suku dovyo odometodeka. Wofia nui abe nyala spesubola ene.
And he was well educated and smart, and an intelligent boy with a great ambition of maybe someday becoming a priest or a high priest to his people. He had an ambition.
Eye wonya agbale nwe tagbo kone eye wonya ntuvi jenunya sisi jimajiti gandele bena dohin la yavazu nunola alo nunola gana yefe tukola jimajiti gandele si.
And then to find that these great ambitions he had been trained for, he had spent all of his life from maybe the age of about 8 or 10 years old up to about 30 or 35 when he finished college and graduated.
Kebe wavakwe emegbe bena jimajiti gan siasita ye khokhedo hekble ye fa agbekatande tala dohi tukeke simo khofe enyi alofe woko vasere fa febla tonvo aton khokome esime wo wusuku kokonu wo dodokpo heduji.
Had all these diplomas and everything and stood in good with all the clergy. Even to the high priest at Jerusalem.
Ehoefe dasedik bale okle nuokeng. Henye amenye le. Ranunola okbo. Le nunola gan si le Jerusalem bong toha.
He had orders from him, personal orders written, and trusted with this great Saul to go down to Damascus and to find all those down there that worship God contrary to what he said. And to bind them and put them in jail.
Echo gbeto egbo gbenana toke si wonglo hede asina amega sol sia be wayide damasco adati ame siwo katã le afi ma siwo subɔa mawu to vovo na ale si wo gblɔ eye be wakplɔ wo vɛ ade gaxɔ me.
And necessary orders to put him to death if he wanted to. He was had great ambition.
Ne ehia la, exɔ gbe ate ŋu awu wo ne edzro yi nenema. Enye dzimedidi kɔkɔ ŋutɔ nɔ esi.
And now all that he had trained for, God had took it all out of him. Amen.
Ke azɔ hehe si katã woxɔ la, mawo ɖe ɖa le eme. Mikuya.
And what his objective was, and what his father had spent his money for, and the ambitions of his father and mother was all had been taken away from him, because that God had something else.
Eye nu si nye ƒe taɖodzinu la kple nu si ŋuti fofoa gblẽ ga ɖo la kple dzimedidi si le fofoa kple dada si la. Esiawo katã la woxɔe le esi le esia ta bena Mawu ɖo nu bubu aɖe.
Therefore he was a prisoner from his objective that he had in life, and he became a prisoner to Jesus Christ who was the Word.
Amen.
Eye aŋuti enye gatɔ dzo le taɖodzinu si le esi le agbeme gbɔ hezu gatɔ na Yesu Kristo esi nye nya la.
That road to Damascus changed Paul. Going down about 11 o'clock perhaps in the day, that he was stricken down, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Damasco fue mama tro Paulo. Esime wo yina, anɔ abe gawi ɖeka ene, ɖewo hiɛ le ŋkeke me, eye wòfui ƒu anyi, eye wòse gbe aɖe si gblɔ bena, Saul, nu ka ŋuti ele yonyeme tima?
And he looked up, and looking up, being a Jew, and know that pillar of fire was the Lord that led the children of Israel, because he knew that's what it was.
Eye wòwu mo dzi, eye esi wòkpɔ dzi la, eya si enye Yudatɔ. Enya bena dzolilikpo la enye aƒetɔ si kplɔ Israelviwo elabena enya bena nu siae wonye.
Remember, this Hebrew would have never called anything Lord, capital L-O-R-D, Elohim, unless he'd been satisfied that's what it was, because he was trained scholar.
Miɖo ŋku dzi be Hebrivi mate ŋu ayɔ naneke kpɔ gbe ɖe be aƒetɔ kple ŋɔŋlɔ dzesi gã. Afe ite o Elohim. Negbe de wukpo kodidi le enguti bena nusiaye wunye, ela bena wohi wunye akbalenyala.
And when he looked up and he seen this a light, a pillar of fire that had led his people through the wilderness.
Ke esi wo wu moji hekpo esia, kekeli sia, jolili kpo sia si kplo efe tukola legbea jila.
And he said, Lord, Elohim, Captain Lord, who are you?
Egblɔ bena, aƒetɔ Elohim, ŋɔŋlɔ dzesi gã, afe e, wo ame kae aƒetɔ.
And what a surprise it must have been to this theologian to say, I'm Jesus. The very one that he was so against. What a turnaround.
Amen.
Ke aleke gbegbe wonye nu si wɔ mo ya na Mawunti nusrola siya bena, wakblo bena, nyenye Yesu. Amesi tututu unti wo titre ro, alek begbe, nuo fe totro kanye siya.
Oh, it must have been something terrific for this man. That all his ambitions that he had, to find out all at once he'd been persecuting.
Oh. Ate ŋu anye nane si ɖi vɔvɔ na ŋutsu sia be wòakpɔe enumake bena nublibo la katã si nye yeƒe dzimedidi la yome tim yele.
His ambitions had drove him farther away from the main thing that he meant to do.
Efe dzimedidi la tutui yi didife bo tso nua ŋutɔ si wòdi be yeawɔ la gbɔ.
And what a great shock it must have been to this apostle.
Amen.
When he said, I'm Jesus, the very one that he was persecuting. Why persecutest thou me?
Amen.
Ke aleke aleke gbegbe esia anye kufia duame na apostole sia esime woglo ne be nyenye Yesu amesi yo metim ne le nuka nti ele yo nye metim do.
Another quotation we might drop in here. You see, as they make fun of the church, they're not really making fun of the church, they are making fun of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Asitoto nyaji sue bubuli, simia tengwa to demele afisia. Mikuya, esi ono fom drumle, hame angula, menye hame anguti ono fom drumle o, yesu nguti bongwe ono fom drumle.
Why persecutest thou me?
Nuka anguti ele yonye metima.
How could Paul then with all his intellect believe that this was, that this group that he was persecuting was the very God that he claimed to be serving.
Amen.
Aleke Paulo emayi, plefe anya sankata, atengwa kwesebe, esianye, bena ratoto siasi, yome tim yenola enye, mawu sitututu, yebe, yele subo sobom la.
I think that, without going into details, I think we're all well trained enough to know what I mean here.
Amen.
The same thing is happening today.
Amen.
Mesusuba esianye, na nyema yide metito tito la, mesusuba, mikata mye khore renyebe, mye nyanu si medibe makblon le afisia, numake gale jojomekbe.
Paul, through ignorance, was yet intelligent and smart, much smarter than those uneducated Galileans that he was persecuting that had already in their humility accepted this man as Lord.
Amen.
Paulo le manyamanyamela, tokwabe enye nunyala kle takboda de toha, enye nugede wu galelia to, manyak bale mao, si o yometimu onola, ame si o lonho, mtuma hoho abe afeto ene, le ofwe dokibobome.
But Paul in his great teaching and his intellectuals could not accept that. And what a turnaround it must be to him on this road.
Ke Paulo le nuga si o kata wo fie kle, efa agbale nyanya kata mela, metengu lonho esia o, ke aleke gbegbe esia ahe, nuo foto trove ene le mosia ji.
And he was stricken blind, so he would not carry out his commission, but was led down to a place in a street called Straight, and the house of one.
Eye, woto onko agbafwe, alebe magatengwa yefe dodola ji o, ke bongu, wokule yitefeade le, a bloadem sil wo yona be jojwe lame le ameade feme.
And then comes the prophet down there by the name of Ananias who saw in a vision him coming down. So where was that? Went down to where he was and went in.
Eye nyagblandi la deva afima si fankwenye Anania amesi kwele ntegame wogbona bo afisi o no anyido eyide afima hegede eme.
And said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you on the road down, sent me that I might lay my hands upon you and you receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Eye wo globe novin to Saul. Afoto si jena wo le mwaji la, dom dabena ma danye asi ode chi obena na kponu, eye na chokbok boko kwe.
Be one of us. What a thing it must have been for Paul. See, all that he had been trained to do was vice versa.
Amen.
So now, with all the education he had, it would just become naught to him.
Ekpo afisi wono. Nuka, esia atengwa angena Paulo, mikuya. Nusi okata wofien, unyawa wola trobu. Eyata, azon kle efe suku dede kata sile esila, esia mega dinaneke legbo o.
Now he knew that he had an experience. So here's another good lesson for us. That experience alone isn't enough.
Amen.
It's got to be an experience according to the word.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Azon enyabe yewa nume toto. Kenu soslon nwi bubu. Ke esia nyenami. Bena nume toto wa wade deme suo. Elebe wanyen nume toto le afetofo nyalanu.
So him this and know that it was a great something, then if somebody else had received it before him, he took 3 years and 6 months down in the desert in Arabia.
Eya ta esie ya kpo nu sia henya bena esia nya nu ga de eye bena ame bubu xɔ nu sia do ngɔ na ye la eto fe ton kple leti aden yide de Arabia gbeji
taking the Bible as it was in the Old Testament and going down there to compare this experience that he had had and see if it was scripture
he to bibla Alesko le mayi si enyen babla khokhwa he yide afima bebe ya to esia sokle nu mototo si ewo ne ya kpobe de esia le ngongla nu maha
amen. Now what if he said, well, I guess that was just a little blow over and went on. I'm going to follow the interest.
Azonu ke ajone nyebe de uglobe enyo mesusu be esia nye nu madinu via de ko he zonjo o maklo nye nyasan lado.
Now, he had to become a prison to something. A prison.
Azon elebe wa no gahome nanane. Anye gato.
So after comparing it and seeing, no wonder he could write the book of Hebrews. And a type.
Eata esi wote sokplivo. Hekwe la. Mwa yabe etengunglo hebrito fwe akbale la o. Le kwode ngume o.
See, 3 years and a half laying in the Word and finding out that the very God that called him was taking him back and changing all of his interests.
Mikuya, fe tokle afason le afima, he fwe rokure nyalame, he kede ngubena mausi tututu woye lae gatro le yechom, he le yefe anyasa la trom.
Changing all of the earth's body, already trained to be all of his ambitions, just wiped it away from him.
Amen.
And he became a prisoner.
Hele nusi kata yesusu kwata la trom, nusi kata o heyebe yazula, efe jimetiti o kata la deko wo tutuida le eme, eye wo zugato.
The love of God had been so tremendous. It's such a revelation that he could not get away from it.
Amen.
Mau felon lok pe alegbegbe ple de fia si tokbe be matengu atera le engu.
That's the true experience of every real believer who meets God.
Hallelujah.
Esia nye numetoto vavana koseto vavana siade si dogo ple mau.
You come in contact with something that's so great that you become a prisoner to everything else. See, you get away from everything to imprison yourself to this.
Avado gonana si pe alegbegbe banana zuga gato na nububu de siade mi kuya atedokio rato nusio anugbo be na dedokio ga homana nusia.
It's expressed one time what Jesus said. The kingdom of heaven is something like a man buying pearls. Now when he finds that great pearl, he sells out everything he's got to get that one.
What does ya glokpo esime yesu globena? Dipo fiar fola di. Ntuade si le jonu oflem. Ke si wokpo jonu tiani tola. E tira nusio kata le esi dafle esia.
And that's why we hear you have an intellectual conception. You have a theological experience.
Ke nenema wole la fisia. Nunya susume toale le asio. Maum sosrofe numetoto no a asio.
But when it comes to a time that when you really find the real thing, you just tear out everything else.
Amen.
And you close yourself into this.
Ke si gamasunana na obe e kere nuang tong tongula deko e tso nububu de siade jira he turokyo de esiame.
Paul knew what it was. He found out that he was harnessed to something.
Amen.
Like the fellow, a horse in a harness. It's the pull of something.
Paul nyanu siye siyanye. Kwe deje sibe. Woto nane te numega ye. Abe ale si miye dia numega na esoyne. Bebe wa henane ta ye.
And Paul knew after this experience. and 3 years and a half of typing the experience he had with the Bible.
Eye Paul nya le numetoto sia megbe eye le fe fe eton kple afafe fe numetoto si wowo dodokpo pakple bible avo megbe la.
He realized that God had chosen him and punished him by the Holy Spirit, the experience that he had to pull the gospel in the presence of the Gentiles. The Spirit itself punished him.
Ekpe de jesi be mawu tia ye he black bana ye kple gbogbo kokwe si fe numa toto wo be ya henya nyue ayi transbola o nkume gbogbo kokwe la nto e bla akpane.
And today, as servants of Christ, we become harnessed, hooked up. We can't go where life is with us.
Amen.
Harnessed to the word.
Kegbe abe Kristo fo subola we ne la mie zu amesi o de numege o de gami mia tenwa jo o o blami de esia nguti o de numega mi blare nyala ngu.
No matter what anyone else says, your heart is good. There's something about it that you just can't get away from.
Nusia nusia me ade agblola o de numega wo de enu hoho nana kura esia ngu alebe de komatenwa choda le siagbo.
You've been yoked up with it by the Holy Ghost and yoked you to the word, and no matter what anyone else says, it's the word.
Gbogbo kokwe de kokuti o kple nusia o de kokuti o de nyalangu maka ale sia me ade le gbogblomo la nyale nye nua.
That's always harnessed up with it, put in a yoke with it to the word. By the Spirit, he was harnessed.
Esia enyebe wo de numega wo esia yi kple nusia wo de okokuti te kple esia de nyala ngu gbogbo kokwe la de numega eyama.
He had learned on the back side of the Arabian desert there, when all his former things and experiences and ambitions had been stripped of those things.
Esro nu le gbedada fo le Arabia gbeji. Asima wo tenu si o kata no asitan kple efe numa toto kple efe jimajiti o nanam numa o kata fugbala engu.
Now that's what we find today, that we must be strict first, and people don't want to be strict.
Amen.
Azon asia me emye kwa lebe ekbala lebe wade awule miya ngungba ke ama ome tina be wade amama ye wo o.
The Methodist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Methodist teaching.
Yeah. The Baptist brother wants to hold to a little bit of his Baptist teaching.
Methodist, noving to a tibe, ya leda ye fe Methodist and fafianguti. Baptist, noving to a tibe, ya leda ye fe Baptist and fafia suadenguti. Mikuya.
But you've got to absolutely be stripped of everything. And just born again afresh and take up from there that the Holy Spirit leads.
Gaka le be wa denu sianda le nwo godo eye wa gbugbo wa gachi tako yeye eye ade gome ato afima ade asile gbogbo kokwe langbe wa plo.
You can't say one out.
My daddy said when he got in, went into church, he shook hands with the pastor. He's a good loyal member.
Matengwa globena enyo azo fofofo nye globena esime ye gede mala e do ha mala. Yena asiklo la eyala enya gama vinwi wonu tefo.
That might have been all right for his race, but we're another race.
Hallelujah.
Now we must come back to the Bible times for this day.
Ema atenwa nyona fofo mogati la gaka fofo mogati bubu emi enye mikuya azon elebe mi atrok bova bible fere iyo me henan kekesia.
The priest was harnessed too, but you see, they come over into another dispensation, and they fail to strip off the old harness and put on the new harness.
O de numega nola ha, gakia, mikua. O va draw asang babu bume. Eye o metengu de o fe akpaba bla koko la daddy be watu akpaba bla ye ye la do o.
In the same thing we find today, we did come through a denominational age. as we prove through the church ages, the Bible, and so forth.
Kenu ma ke kpɔ mie le egbe mie to komara to nko fo agbono yi me va yi abale si mie do kpe ji le hamia fo agbono yi o bibla kple nu bubu o me ne.
But we come now to a free age where the Holy Spirit himself comes down and vindicates himself and makes himself known, makes every promise that he promised come to pass. Oh my, what a great time.
Gake mie va do vovo ƒe agbenɔ yi afi si gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe la ŋutɔ ɖi va xedrokpe ɖokui dzi hena wo dzesi eŋutɔ ɖokui na be ŋugbedodo ɖe sia ɖe si ŋugbe wodo la va me o miatɔwo eyi gã kae nye si.
And he knew that another thing. He knew he could not go to places that being harnessed to this that he will not, if he didn't, he wanted to go.
Ke enye nenema, nububu enye be yematengwa itefeade o o. Emala, esi wo degede esi angu, bena maga esi wo wo. Gake tibe ya yi.
He knew that his ambition draw him amongst brethren. Where he was invited to come, and yet he was pressed in the spirit to do
Amen.
Something else. He wasn't his own.
Enya bena ye fe jimejiti la tutu ye dode novia o dome afisi wo pe be wava gakela bogbola mimi dobe wa wonu bubu maga nye dokuto o.
Maybe somebody could say, Brother Saul, Brother Paul, we want you to come over here because we've got the biggest church, we've got the biggest congregation, your offerings will be great, and so forth.
Don't hear me, I tell you, Globe, nothing to Saul, nothing to Paul. Mie tibe na va afisia alabena mia si hame ganto wule. Mia to enye fupofe ganto keke ake. Nujocho na wola akpe ngto ble bubwa u.
But being pressed in the spirit.
Amen.
He thought, I got a brother over there. I'd like to go over and save this brother, get him to the Lord. But yet the spirit pressed him to go somewhere else. He was a prisoner.
Amen.
Correctly.
Gake si gbogbola mimi do ta la esusu be novi ngutu de ka de le asinye le afisia meje bombe ma yia da de novi ngutu sia akple yi na afeto gake ha la gbogbola mimi do be ne yia fi bubu enye gato eso gbetututu.
Oh God, make us prisoners like that.
Hallelujah.
From our own selfish ambition and from our own judgments and our better way of thinking to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ.
Oh, Mau, wami be mianye gato nenema, atera le miang to fe dokulo lonfe jime didigbo, eye, atera to miang to fe vondodrok ple alesi, mie suswa nungwe wulagbo, be mianye Yesu Christo fe gato.
I think that is a great statement for you. I'm a prisoner to Jesus Christ. And remember, he is the Word. See?
Mesusu be nya gade nye ma oglon, be na menye gato na Yesu Christo. Kemi don kweji, e ya enye nyala. Mikuya.
No matter what anyone else thinks, it's the Word. See, if you're a prisoner to the Word, no denomination can sway you from it. It's just the Word, you're a prisoner to it, that's all.
Amen.
You must act the way it acts.
Me kanu si amabubu asusu ola, nyala e, mikuya. Ne enye gato na nyala la, koma gato nko adeke ma tengwa traura le ngu o. Nyala lae de kwe nyi. Enye gato na esia evo. Elebe wa wonu alesi wa wonu e.
Now, he cannot go certain places that he wanted. Because why? The Spirit forbade him.
Amen.
Azo ma tengwa itefeade o si wodila o. Elabe nanuka. Bogbolak bine.
You remember many times that Paul was trying to go someplace thinking that's where I could have a great meeting. But the Spirit would forbid him.
Nyadon kwechibe zigede. Esi Paulo je akwakwabe ya yitefeade. Hebutamebe. Afima enge tefesi matengu awo. Takwekwe gande lela. Ke gbokboko kwekbine.
Amen.
Now, does that clearly state and prove that Paul was a prisoner?
Yes, amen.
A prisoner to Jesus Christ, harnessed to his word by the Spirit. Oh, I like that.
Azon de mame do kweji kote be Paulo nye gato wa. Gato na Yesu Kristo. Esi wo de ge de efe nyalangu. Ble gbogboa. Oh, me lo esi ya.
He was bound by a chain, by fetters of love. To do the will of God and that only.
Amen.
He was a prisoner.
Wo ble kple kosokoso kple lonlon fo kosokoso be wa wo ma u fo lolonu eye adede ko enye gato.
He was in a force of love. He was in the yoke with Christ.
Amen.
He could yoke up with nothing else.
Amen.
He was yoked with him.
Ele lonlon fo kosokoso me ele kokuti de kate kple Kristo. Magatengu atonu bubu adeke fe kokuti o. Edro kokuti kle eyama.
And where the leak went, that's where he had to go.
Yeah.
Regardless how green the pasture looked on this side of that side, he had to go all the way the leader in the yoke went.
Eye afisi tala yila afima kowa yi. Makure ale sila nyife adamangu o. Edanye akpasia alo akpakeme ola. Elebe watomo si Plola, play, kokuti lato.
Tonight, if we as the brothers tabernacle,
hallelujah,
would only become prisoners,
amen,
to our own self-esteem, to our own ambition, that we could completely surrender ourselves and be yoked to him.
Oh, fiancia, nemiawo abe branamfe akbado ene miatengu azugato ko. Namiafe dokulolola. Namyang tofa jimajidila, alebe mia tengwa de asile, mia do kyung kankan aha toko kuti na eyamala.
No matter what the rest of the world thinks, what the rest of the world does, we're yoked with fetters of love. We are prisoners.
Meka nusia masusua ususuna lakikiama o. Nusia masusua wana lakikiama o. What's all lono fo koso koso de mi kokutite, mienye gato.
My feet is so yoked to Christ, it won't dance.
Hallelujah.
My eyes is so yoked to Christ, till I, when I see these modern striptease on the street, it turns my head.
What the kunyo wo nye a fo, the Christo ngwa legbebebe, ma tengwa a duwe o. Nyankuwa le babla de Christo ngu a legbebebe, nye, ne mekpo a mama edula o, egbeto siya o le moji la. Aga.
My
heart is so yoked in love to him that I can't have love for this world anymore.
Nye nye jile lolofo kokuti tena eyama. Alegbegbebe nye magatengu ado lolona kikiame akeu.
My will is so yoked to him that I don't even want to know what my ambitions are. Just wherever you lead, I'll follow.
Nye lolonu le kokuti tena eyama alegbegbebe azo nye meganyang toha anusie nye nye jimedidi o negbe afisi na kplomu yila ma no yowome afeto ma nye gato mikuya.
Paul was correctly a prisoner. He wasn't making any wrong statement. He was trained by the Holy Ghost again to wait on the word.
Paul nye gato vava. Mele nya simele tefo la glom o. Bokboko kwila gamle ake be walala nyala.
Now he's been trained one way, but God trained him another way now. He was trained by the Holy Spirit to wait upon the Lord. No matter what his ambitions were.
Azon wo hile mwadeji. Gake azon ma utro hile mwabubuji. Bokboko kwila mle be walala fotola.
Now I'm going to hope for the Holy Spirit to show you something.
Now let's
just take an instant. One day Paul and Silas coming down the street in a certain city where it's holding a revival, and a little demon-possessed girl kept falling, crying out after him.
Azo minami atok podengwade. Bedekala, Paulo kple Silas wo nɔ mɔ dzi le du aɖe me afi si wo nɔ nyɔnyɔ wɔm le. Eye nyɔnuvi sue aɖe si me gbɔgbɔ vɔ le la kplɔe ɖo hele ɣli dom le eyome.
No doubt what Paul knows that he has the authority as an apostle to rebuke that evil spirit out of that woman.
Ke ɖikeke aɖeke mele eme be Paulo nya be ŋusẽ le ye si abe apostolo ene be wòade se na gbɔgbɔ vɔ ma be wòado go le nyɔnuvi la me.
But did you notice he waited day after day until all of a sudden the Holy Spirit spoke to him.
Amen.
So this is the hour. Then he said, "Thou Spirit, come out of her." See? He knows to wait on the Lord.
Gake de mi de gesi esia. Ela la nkeke, de nkeke megbe, vasere si patala. Gbogbo kɔkɔ fonu ne gblɔ bena gaƒoƒo la enye si eye wògblɔ be wò gbɔgbɔ dogo le eme mikpea enya ale si wòalala aƒetɔ la.
And there were so many people they bring reproach upon the word. They go out with an ambition. How many revivals have been left flat because of a thing like that? Because the evangelists don't wait to see what the Lord's got to say.
Ke afi mae ame geɖewo hea ŋukpe vana nya la dzi le. Wodo ago kple tsimedzidzi. Nyɔnyɔ nenie gbegbe metsi ƒuƒlu ɖe numa ƒomevi ta o. Elabena nyanyui gblɔla la melala be yakpɔ nu si aƒetɔ la agblɔ o. Wo dometɔ aɖewo gblɔna bena va miagbɔ. Eye azɔ wa zɔ tɛ ayi elabena haha bɔbɔ la gblɔ be heyi.
And the Holy Spirit would say something different, yet the ambition of the man to become the state presbyter or something other, or some elder or some bishop or something would pull him. You must go. And yet he knows better, the Holy Spirit saying, go here. See, he's yoked to his organization.
Ke gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe ya agblɔ nya bubu gake dzimedzidzi si le amea si be yeazu dukɔa ƒe hanunɔla alo nane alo nu bubu ta la alo hamemegã ta alo dzikpɔla ta alo nane ta la atutui ele be nayi ke hã enya nuwo ma afi gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe le gbɔgblɔm be yi ɖe afi mikpea. Ele ƒe ɖoɖo wɔ ha ƒe kɔkuti te.
He's a prisoner to the organization. Now if he's got to Christ, he's left by the Holy Ghost. He's yoked a prisoner.
Enye gatɔ na ɖoɖo wɔ ha la. Gake ne ele Kristo ƒe kɔkuti te la, gbɔgbɔ kɔkɔe la akplɔe. Eya mikpea, eya le kɔkuti te nye gatɔ.
No matter what anything else says, it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. He hears only the voice of God, and he speaks only when it comes out. He says nothing.
Nu si nu bubu aɖe gblɔ la, mewɔ naneke o. Enye ayawagba si dina kple gaƒoƒo si dina. Esena Mawu ƒe gbe ɖeɖe ko. Hefua nu ne enye be eɖe gbe ko. Megblɔ na nya aɖeke o.
Somebody say, Brother June, Brother Roberts, or some of these great men in our land today, like Tommy Hicks, or Old Roberts, or Brother Tommy Osborne, some of those great evangelists.
Ameade aglobe, nothing to Jones, nothing to Robert. Alo ameade, amagansi ole miyafo anyigbanji ekbela, abe Tommy Hicks. Alo ora Robert. Alo nothing to Tommy Osborne ne. Nyanyo gblola gao domoto de o.
If somebody would say, come over here, Tommy, you're a great man of God, I got an uncle that's right over here that's all bound. And he's sick. I want you to come over. I believe you have the strength to heal him. See?
Ne amiade aglobe. Wagagblea, va miagbɔ afi Tommy, enye Mawu ƒe amegã aɖe ŋutɔ alo oral, ke toria nye le anyimlofo la afisia esie le bablate nto eye wo le dolem ele dolem majiba na va miagbo mkhwe sebe musalo asio na yodo eyama mikuya
I know that the Holy Spirit would say to him, not now.
Ke doma hing bokbo kokwe akblo nebe manya fifia o.
But yet, to the friendship of that man, he's duty bound to go with him. If he don't, he becomes an enemy to that man.
Kakanga na amama fe khonlo nyenye ta enye jizizi nebe wa yi pli. Na ma yi ola etroso amama fe futo.
That man said, well, he went to so-and-so, he or that child or that boy, I know he did, and I've been his friend for years. And he wouldn't come to my place. But if he's constrained by the Holy Spirit not to go, he better not go. Yeah. If he's up to God.
Amama aglobe, enyo, eire asima siadegbo, yodona de vima, along to vima, menyabe we, eye, menye honlo af gedeo, mikwa. Ke ekbebe ye mavak bonyo. Kakene kbokbokwe la ezie jibe mega yiyo la. Anyone ube mega yiyo. Nenyebe ele maufwe kokutite.
His friend he loved. Yeah. But he better be led of the Holy Spirit to go there because it won't do any good anyhow.
Yeah.
I've experienced that so many times.
Honlo ala, elone. Kake anyo ube kbokbokwe nakpule be wa yafima. Elabena madevyade keo ale keke ha.
But Paul just waited for the Spirit to tell him what to do. Wherever the Spirit says.
Gake Paulo la lakbokbo. Lakbo be wakblonu si ya wala na ye. La lakbokbo la, nene ma wuglon.
He stood one night preaching and walked out there and seen a crippled man. And all at once the Spirit spoke to him.
Yeah.
And he said, I perceive. How? The same way he perceived is going to be wrecked upon an island.
A titre le sande me, le maunyak blom, eye wojola afima, akpong to are sienye bafa, eye numakela, bogbola fonune, eye wogblobena majesi, alakado, alasi tututu wojesi be yopo fug bonak bagbage, le fukwa chilae, mikuya.
I perceive that you have. Face to be healed. Stand up on your
feet, Jesus. Yeah, right. Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, yeah. He was yoked.
He might have held a week's revival there and nothing had happened, but yet he waited for the Holy Spirit to save. See, he was yoked to that appeal.
Atengu awo nyonyo kwa sida de kale afima ke nane kema jo u. Gake ha, ele la kwa kwa kwebe wakble, mikuya, ele kwa kutite na yoyoma.
Now you say, brother Ben, you're condemning what you said Sunday about you've been waiting all this time, but you remember it was the Holy Spirit that spoke to me up there on the road instead of sending you back amongst the sick and the
flesh. Amen.
It's obedience to the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Azom ya globe, novin to Branham. Ele fo boom nu siye gbloko siragbe. Kure ngu obe yela la fu khena e yi siya wukata. Ke gake mido nkuji be gbokboko kwe la fu nu nam le mwade ji globe na metro le dowom de dole la wukla fukbe la wukbo. Mikuya. E siya inge tododo gbokboko kwe kakare ji tui.
I didn't go until he told me to do it. I was waiting for thus saith the Lord until I got thus saith the Lord. Now,
hey,
that's
really
bad. Now, that makes a difference. Yes.
Nye me yivasere si oglo nambe, ma we o. Meno ale afetok blo esi lalam, vasere si mekho ale afetok blo esi. Azon e ya tovovo, mikuya. Azon esi a ya navovo, totoade, eh.
He waited for the word of the Lord. He was pressed in the spirit to do only God's bidding. Then he become a prisoner. Of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Friends, if we could only
become prisoners. Ela la fetofenya. Bogbola mimi dobe. Wawonu sinye mawufe de ko. Ekema, ezu Yesu Christo fe gato. Kwanye o. Ne demyate mwa atro asu. Gato ko.
That was hard. But I'd like to name a couple more characters.
Yeah,
you would. I got about six or eight wrote down here. But I'd like to name just another character, too.
Menyabe Jotoli, gake metibe magana kpodeng bubu efe, ne mialon. Menglo abe aden alo enyi dadi de afisia, gake metibe mayo kpodeng bubu alo eveko.
Let's take the character Moses. He was born a deliverer. And he knew that he was born a deliverer.
Minamia top Moses fe kpodeng. Woji wonye amo dela ke enye nenema bena woji ye yenye dela.
But before I say about Moses, I'd like to make the statement that God always has to take any man that will serve him truly to be his prisoner.
Gake afima fonu to Mose ngula medibe maglonya sia bena elebe esia ila mauna wo amade sia de si asubo eyama vava.
A man has to surrender every ambition he's got, everything that he is, everything his life, soul, body, will, ambitions, and everything else, and become a complete a prisoner to Christ, who is the Word.
Amen.
To serve God.
Elebe amelana de asile efe jimetiti de siade ngodo nu de siade siwonyela. Nu de siade efe akbe lufon utila lolonu jimetiti ple nububu de siade alebe wazu gatona Kristo kankan eya sinye nyala be wasubo mau.
You might have to walk contrary to your better judgment. Maybe in a certain organization you might think that they could lift you up and give you something great that you might crash.
Elena obe na zon atitre de ufo nyanyu dodrongu doma hi. Lekawa buwade mela, atengwa bube, watengwa doye de chi, eye wananu gande ye, alebe yaklen.
But what do you find yourself? You find yourself defeated after a while. Until God can get a man that's willing to become a prisoner to him.
Gake afika ekpodo kuyo le, ekpodo kuyo be wogeye, le yi yademe be, fasere si mauna kpo ameare si lombe,
God is looking for prisoners. He's always done it. You might search it through the scripture. A man has to be a prisoner to Christ. Against anything.
Maule gato otim. Ewane kukuku. Nyatengwa ti le ngongla mevayi. Elebe amenanye gato na Christo. Atitre renu sianungu.
Therefore, you cannot be connected with anything but Christ.
Amen.
Even your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, anybody.
Hey, Aunty, Matengwa, Chaka, Plenana, Ko, Negba, Christoko, Neganya, Fofo, Untoha, Dao, Novio, Untu, Novio, Nyonu, Strong, Untu, Strong, Nyonu, Amadesiadeko.
You're only connected with Christ and Him only. Then God can use you. Until then, you can't.
Christo de kako e chakakple. Eye eya de kako. Eke mama wa tenwa zao. Vasere ma ila. Ma tenwi yo.
Oh yeah, sometimes speak up. What the people. See, I'm trying to get you to cut loose.
Adogo ayi yaro yi. Afon na mo sasetwe. Mikuya. Memele akupa jembe.
You've got to have a starting place. Like sometimes called out the women bobbing their hair and wearing these clothes and holding and maintaining their Christian profession.
Eleve goma jejena nom yasi. Sigberiado yi ayongyonu. Siokpa ofe tada. Duane nam uwo. Ke galia ofe mefufumede asi abe Christo toine.
Say that's a little thing. Well, you've got to start somewhere. So we get right there on your ABCs. And cut loose the worldly looks anyhow and become a prisoner to Christ.
Woglana be, emma mengen gande ke o. Enyo, elebe na je gome la fiade. Ekema, je gome le afima tututu. Ple wo abede. Nikuya. Eye, na de asile kikame fe, nukpokpong, aleke ake ha. Eye, na troazu Christo fe gato.
And then just keep on cutting loose everything. The final, the last line's cut loose. And then you are a prisoner. Then you become in his grip. He's got you in his grip.
Ekema zonyi ngoku. De asile nu siya nungu. Fasere si na tuka mle tola mle ba. Ale nenye gato ekem. Zua mesile efe asime. Eya le ode efe asime.
Now, Moses knew that he was born to deliver. He knew that. And did you notice with the ambition that Moses had, knowing his mother had told him only there as she was his nursemaid?
Azo Moses nyabe wo chie ye nyedela. Enya nanama ke demye degesia. Kule jime jidisi le Moses mela. Enya be ye dada glona ye le afima esi wo nye efe nonola.
No doubt when Moses, the little baby, was born, that his mother said, you know, Moses, when your dad, Amram, and I pray constantly.
Dike kere kemele me ube, esi oji Mose de Visuela, dada glonebe enya Mose, esi nyekpaklofofo Aram, mye dogbera tradi.
We know it is seen in the word, it was time for the coming of a deliverer. And we pray, Lord God, we want to see that deliver. One night the Lord told us in a vision that you would be born and you would be delivered.
Mienye eye mye kwele nyala mebe, eye dena de la fevava, eye mye dogbe rana, afoto ma ube, mye jibe mye kwa de la siya. Bereka samela, afoto fonu nami, lengutega mebena, ule jiwoge, eye.
We wasn't afraid of the king's commandment. We didn't care what the king said. Then we know that you were born a deliverer. Now, Moses, we know that we can bring you up right.
Mie von fiala pose de delao. Mie to de kelemananu si fia glolao. Eta mie nyam bena de lao jiwe. Azon, Mose, mie nyabe mie tele nyoge na ti o.
Now, remember, they've been down there 400 years in Egypt. See?
Aso mi don kujibe falafa na son nyema uno Egypte mikuya.
And we wanted to get you the right thing, the right education, a right training. So I took you and put you in a raw art and set you out into the Nile.
Kemye mye tibe mye na wo nunu sije, hehe sije, sukudede sije. Eyata me towo de adakafia de me, he towo dadade nilji.
And how strange is the current. Taking that little ark down through the reeds and rushes and brought it right down miles away and turned it right into Pharaoh's palace where Pharaoh's daughter was, where her bathing pool was. And how that I know that she need a woman to raise you.
Kemi kwanu kunyada, beto huo cho adakala to a flower kule a vao dome, hekule keke cho didife akbadrofe o fun, va dede, Farao fe afia salakbo tututu, afisi efe farao vingon ville, afisi wowo efe tilefodo, eye ale mnyabe ehyanyon wade si anyiwo.
In the then days, of course, they didn't have these bottles to raise the babies on, so they had to have a wet nurse.
Eye lankekema omela, eme kofanbe nuguisi aomele wo si wotonana ndudu vije o o, ke elebe no notina nonumene.
So, and Miriam, I sent her down and she stood there. And she said, well, I know where I can find a wet nurse. And come and got me.
Eyata, ale Miriam, medwede afima, eye wototere afima, heglobona, menya afiare si makpongon usi, notile nomena le, eye wovakplom yi.
And Moses, the doors are all shut. Honey, you're 16 years old now. And you're going to be Pharaoh's son. And someday, you're going to be the deliverer that's going to take the people out of here.
Ke Mose, otu votru okem, nye lolua, tifia eti chofe wi a devo, eye etroina anye fara ofe vingtu, eye gbedekala avanye dela siak plodukola juile afisia.
Moses' ambitions begin to grow. I'll study, mother, I'll study everything I can.
Mose pe jimedidio jetiti gome. Masronu, Danya Masronu, the Sierra Alice Matangui.
You know what I'll do? I'll study how to be a military man. And I don't know how to take these people out of here.
Enyanu simawa, masrale simawa sugbadagba, eye manyale simaklo dukosia jule afisia.
I'll be a great general, bishop. You know, I know how it's done. I'll take it out. I'll get my PhD here. I'll do it.
Manya fafia, bishop. Eyata, manyale simawe, eye, ma woengudo, ma honye PhD, alo LL, ma we.
My father, Chiniki, if you ever read his book, all right, he's going to deliver all the Protestants, you know, and he become one himself.
Abefada Chiniki, ene, nenye be mikhlepe akbale kola, esokbe, enye, amesi gbona protestant, to kata dege, minye, ke eyang to, trosu o domotoreka.
So, this great priest years ago, Father Chiniki, you ought to get his book and read it. They call him Father. It's just Brother Chiniki what it was. We don't call him only Father like that.
Ke Father Gansia, Fehova Ila, Father Chiniki, elebe akbalesiana sumia sibe miyakli, oyone be fofo, enye novin tu Chiniki ko, nusia ye wonye, umye yona meareke be fofo nenema o.
So we find it that we, he's going to read the Bible. So if you get out there and disprove the Protestant religion, the big law Catholic, if I went to read the Bible, the Holy Spirit come upon him and he got the Holy Ghost. Let him become one of them.
Eta mye kpobena, bena mye, ayina be yakhle Bibla, alebe watengwa dogwa ide afima, eye melonde protestant suposibu ajiwo, eye ya wonwa kata wazu katoliko, eye esi wo yidakhle Bibla la, Bokboko diva eji, eye wo yoklek bokboko kwe. De kamake, ekama, etrozu wo domotoreka.
So then, notice this, that Moses got all the training because he knew he was so smart, so educated, so intellectual. There was nobody. He could even teach the Egyptians.
Ekama mi dege siesia. Bena Mose khoghe de siade ela bena eya nyahoho enya nu alegbegbe e khoghe nto enya agbale nto vu keke amere kemeli atengwa fsianu egypte to go ha.
He could teach their psychologists, he could teach their generals what military might was. So he's a great man and people feared Moses because of his greatness.
Vu keke la atengwa fianu ofo susunu nsrola o gohan. Atengwa fianu ofo avafiao nusi enye avawo ofo nusen. Enye ame gande, enye ame ovona na mose, le ofo ganyenye ta.
Oh, such a scholarship man. He was an archbishop, maybe like a pope. He was a great fellow. And he was a mighty man.
Oh, akbali nye kakbegbe si, miato, enye archbishop. Alo doma hi, ele abe papa ene, enye ame gande nguto, eye wonye ngusato.
And he knew that he was born to do this, and had trained with great ambitions to do it.
Ke enye bena, esi ataye o jie do, eye wukokhehe, eye jie medidi gande ha le sibe yawe.
Just like today, I don't say that man training in these schools, I don't say that like you're out here in the West now, they're going to build $150 million school of theology. See? Pentecostal. $150 million school.
Ele abeg bene, nyemelek bakblombe amesiwele hehe homle nenempo sukuomala, nyemelek bakblom nenema o. Abe ale siwelele jefele gama afifia ene. Wole maun sosro suku tuge si ako $1 million ala fade kakple bla ton mikuya pentecostia o su suku si ako $1 million ala fade kakple bla ton.
To me, that should be missionaries in the field.
Amen.
But whatever.
Nanyela, etebe si ananye dokbe dela o le agbleaji mikuya, ngake de siade ha.
What do they do when they come out of there? What are they? Bunch of Ricky. And then that's how they come out. We always have the rest of them, and that's the same line. See?
Nuka owo esi o dogo yafima. Nuka owo nye Riki ofo hatotoko, esogbetututu, eye ale nenema ye, wo dogwe, enona nenema kukoko, wo ama mamleo, ke kareka makwe, mikuya.
Now we find out that when Moses in all his training, and today with all the training, making big bishops and so forth, a great high ambition, what do we do?
As on me kwa si abena, eyi si ma mosa no efe hehe kokokata mela, eye ekbe, fe hehe kokwa o, si wa bishop gao kwa kle bubwa o kle, jimetidi gao koko o la, nu kamye wo.
Our ambitions become just about like what Moses was, see?
Miafe jimetidi o zuko abe ale si mosa tono ene mikuya.
God, before he could get the man in his hand, he had to strip him of his ambition. He had to strip him of all of his training.
Mau afi watengwa kpo ameadede efe asimela ele nebe wade efe jimejijio da le eme elebe wade efe hekata da le eme.
He did go out and he delivered, he killed one Egyptian. And he when he did, he found out that he was in the wrong. He couldn't do that. It wasn't that way.
Edogoyia, eye wode ame. Ewe Egypte toreka, eye eyama, esiwo wila, ekwode jesibe ye drogbe gbleme. Ye matengwa wwa esia o, menye moma nwe o.
And God had to take him out into the wilderness, into the desert, a desert place. You notice kind of strange how these fellows, that God got a message for them. He takes them into a desert.
Ke elena mawube wakule ayire gbeda dafo. Le gbeji. Tefe siye nye gbeji. Nye deje siye Enye nusa gade fumevi be. Ame siyo mawuto gbeda siyade de asinala. Ekpula wo yina gbeji.
He took Paul to the desert.
Amen.
To train. To tell him what all this great vision. What? Out into the desert. Watch a certain desert.
Eklo polo yire gbeji. Hene hehe. Heklo nusi mtega gansia wenye lane. Le gbeji. E yire gbeji le afyade.
And he stayed there. Until God fully made known what to do.
Eye wono afima vasere esi. Mawuna wu nyakote. Nusi jebe wawo.
And in Moses' time. He took him out in the desert. Kept him out there for 40 years and stripped him of all his theology and all his ambition.
Kele Mosefe Game, ekploye ha yide gbeji, na wono afima febla nesong, hede efe ma unu sosron kata, ple efe jime jidira leme.
Oh, what a time that he could look back and see his failure and how we tonight ought to do the same thing. When we see our ambition.
Oh, ekaye nyama. Be mia tengu adeko akpo magbe. Ahakpo efe gege. Eye ale si mia ohan. Le fiensia. Wojebe mia wone ne make. Nenye be. Mie kpo mia fe jimejidila.
Look at the healing campaign. As soon as the Lord did something a few years ago to start restoring healing to the sick and so forth.
Mie kpo doyoyo takpikpe ada. Eye miakpo be afoto wonane fiade ovai heje doyoyo dolela ofe dododo owo gome ple bubuawo.
Everybody, every organization, because they didn't come into their organization, they had to get them a healer. And what have we done? Let's look at it just a moment.
Amesiame dodo aha de siade esi esiame va ofe dodo aha la motala elena obe wo ha wati doyola. Na wodo kwi. Ke nuka emye wo. Minamia lankude nguti khena eyi vyade.
We have done the same thing that Moses did. We went out and tried so hard to manufacture some kind of a miracle.
Nusi tututu mose wola emye wo. Mikhe yi da tikpo vefye be emya trua sile nkunu ade fome vi nguwa wo.
I smelt a disease. I got blood in my hand and a manufacture
of miracles.
Lord help.
Dolele la lo fe fe dem. Ma 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 kpo fule asinye me. eye mie tro asi le nukunu ngu hewo.
See, and what have we got? Some of the men in such hard straits has broke up and become regular drunkards. Neurotic. I got to remind.
Mikuya, kenu ka mie kpo. Wo dometo adewo la le tete da nyi sinu seta la wo tsoeme hezua xonumu no ntongto tagbo dolelao eye wo do susuo
switched all the way back to the order from the Pentecostal objective back to making organizations of things again
eye wo gatro dodo la yi keke megbe to Pentecostal fe taro jinu agbo hetro yi megbe le dodo wa ga ofe nuo wo wo gbo ake.
What have we done? Slew about one Egyptian. That's right.
Mikuya, nuka emye wo. Mie wo sigbe Egypte to de kapeko. Eletefe.
And we tried, we strained, we paid, we labored all night long to prayer meetings till we had no voice.
Eye emye jagbagba, mie hulo, mie hefe, mie wodo. Heto zamblibo fe gbedodora takpekpe wome. Vasere simia fe gbechi.
And try to manufacture something, scoop up something, and all these kinds of things, and find it to be a total failure. We
right.
Need a going back to the desert.
Amen.
Right.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Eye emye tekpo, troa sile nanengu. Eye emye danane, ble nu siya otogwi. Eye emye kwebe, esi anye gegeblibo. Mie hia totro yire gbeji. Iye ma, en amega.
Crackings and struggles. Why not just give up?
Amen.
That's what you ought to do.
Amen.
Go back and give up.
Nuo gbagba plevvliwo. Nukata mia da sile mia doki yongu zako wa. Eye ajebe mia wo. Mikuya, atro yim ada sile mia doki yongu.
Well, we've done the same thing they did, same thing Moses did. It doesn't do any good. After 40 years, he found himself a prisoner to the word of God.
Nukangtie, mie wo nu de kama si wo wo. Nu de kama si mose wo. Esiame deviade ke o. Le fe blan ne megbe a, ekpo do kwi gatoe na mawu fe nya.
What are we trying to do when the great blessing come out and the manifestation of all these great things that God has told us about? How that we must be born again, how we must receive the Holy Ghost, the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, and all these things here.
Nuka emye la kukwa jembe miya wo. Esi me ya yira gala togo. Eye nuka si o fe nyama u glona mi. Fe de govala. Ale si wolebe wakukwa michi. Ple ale si wolebe miya kokbo kokwe. Nganyron le Yesu Christo fe nkoji. Ple nusia wakata le afi.
You see, people, instead of staying to that word, harnessed to it, what do? They started with their own denominational theory, which had already failed, and try to manufacture something to look like the truth.
Oh, help.
Mikuya, amo le si atefebe wa leden atefe si angul, wa dega wo tere angula. Muka wo, wa wo unta wo je wo fe komaka tonko fe nfafia gome. Nusi kwa gege ho ho. Eye wo che agbagba tro asile nanengu be wa dinya tefe.
I better cut off right there, see. I'm sure you're wise enough to know what I mean, see. But why, look what it's done. Think of it.
Anyo ube maside afima mikuya. Makare jibe, mie jenu nya sokbobe, mie nya nusi mejibe magblo. Mikuya, gake nuka, mie kpo nusi wo wada, mie buwe siya unpo.
What have we got tonight but a nation full of organized people who deny the scriptures of God.
Amen.
Who would call the light of the Holy Spirit that it was a mental telepathy. Who would refuse such to come into their church.
Nuka mye kwa le fiensia. Nekwe du kwa si o yofun kwa amesi o wododo. Amesi o benu le maufe ngonglokbo. Amesio ayo gbogbokoko efe agbe be enye susuma nukakle. Amesio agbe esia otokbe be oma vaye ope hameme o.
And they wouldn't permit you to mention one word of serpent seed, eternal security, and the things that the Holy Spirit has revealed and proved to be the word.
Amen.
Challenge that, to challenge to come into the
Eye oma demona o be na konu le dafe nuku fe nyareka pera ji alo de die nono mavo ple nu si o gbogbo kokwe defia hedro kpe ji bo wonye nyatefe la ji o medo adika de adika ji be wa ba dro kpe ji nam be mele tefo.
Well, have they got the same thing that Luther had? The rest of them? See? Slew an Egyptian.
Nu ka e mie kpo. Nu si tututu Luther kpo. Ama mamle o ha. Mie kpo a. A wu Egypt e to reka.
What was it? What was it? Maybe make some man stop stealing. Or maybe live true to his wife.
Nu ka je. Nu ka onye. Do ma hi e wu obe ame ade je. Jujo fififi. Alo, jani kore didi na sronyonu.
Well, what did you make him out of? A church member. Come and join our group. See?
Gakele mamede, nuka mie tue we. Hameviko. Vagere mi apunga tutua me. Mikuya.
That stinking dead man was the only thing you point his fingers to. Of his success of 40 years of training. A stinking Egyptian. Laying there rotten and dead.
Ama kuku vava ma kwenye nusi watengu afya si benye yefe jirudu. Le efe blan neson fe heche kwa katame. Egypte to simlo afima le vavam heku nyinyo.
That's about the way it is tonight. The only thing we can point to this rebellious cross over so called is a stinking bunch of church members that knows more about God than a hot pot and all about Egypte now.
Amen. Amen.
Nena matokwe kwa ganye fiensia, nude kasi miya tengwa fiasi, lenganyo si tome va yila mela, si yomo lela, enye hame vyopo gato tuade, si le vavankum, eye menyana neke to maungu, wunu si gbeganji to nyato Egypte zangu o, yetu tutuema.
That we tell them about the word of God, they say, I don't believe that, I don't care what you say, I don't believe it.
Amen.
Bena wakbloma upo nyana wula, wakblobe, nye me kwa majise o, akblobe, Nyama fola mana nu si glom nela o. Nyama khoi ji so. Mikuya.
That's an awful thing to have to point back to. For all the strains and struggles and everything we got.
Amanya nu chingware si wala ba amana fia si. Le khokolok le vvlik le nu de sia de si le mia si la me.
Maybe we could point to a big school, but it's dead.
Amen.
We could point to an organization, but it's dead. It's stinking.
Duma himi atengwa to si suku gande ji. Gakenya nu kuku. Yetengwa to si do wa hade ji gakenya nukuku alava vam.
It's just like the first thing that we pulled out of, like a hog going to swallow a dog to its vomit. When you turn back, one dead Egyptian.
Ela ku abe nukbanto si me miye togolene. Abe hasi troyi bame. Bela afusi troyi fa khededekbo ene. Nenye be miye ga troyi magbe. Egypte to de kasiku.
No doubt, but somebody says, Moses, well, hey, you got no more feeling for the people? You was called to this. Somebody that knew Moses, and that he was called for that. And God, if you lost the feeling of the people, no, sir.
Dike kamela mebe ameade aglobe, Moses, de seselame megale meode amea unguwa. Esia tayo yo odo, ameade sinya Moses, henyabe esia wawa tayo yo odo, ke mega seselame sile meode amea ungula bua. Oh,
well, why aren't you out on doing this? Why aren't you out trying this? Why don't you go on with the rest of them?
Enyo nukata medogo ya fima, dale esia uomo omaha. Eye nukata medogo va afisia, dale esia tenkwa omaha. Eye nukata meyikle ama mamle o omaha.
Moses is out there getting stripped. Amen. Until he had an experience at the burning bush that declared the word, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I remember my promise, and I've come down to deliver, and I'm sending you to do it.
Amen.
That was it.
Mosele afima, wole nwo temlang, vasere esime wo wonume toto lengu vabibi lagbo, esi denya lagblo, nyenye Abraham, Isaac, ple Yaakov, mau, ke medronku nyengbe dodo la chi, eye medivabe, Madewo, meledowombe, na waesia, maengenwa.
He's seen the word. Not the ambition of the people, or the desires of the people. Then what did he become?
Ekponyala, menya amaofo jimajitiolo, amaofo jidioo, ekama nuka watrozu.
He did not want to face the Egyptians anymore. He didn't want to face this thing anymore. But he became a prisoner.
Amen.
Megadibe yakpe akokle Egypte towa zo. Megadi be akpa kokle nu siawo azon o. Ke bon ezu gato. Amen.
40 years of hauling, stripping down, but then he become a prisoner at the burning bush. The mighty Moses, with all of his intellect.
Fevla ne son fo sisi, fevla didi, ke le mame la zu gato le nuve bibi lakbo. Mose nuse to la kple efe nguya salakata.
The Bible saying that Moses was a mighty man in word or in deed down in Egypt. But watch what the mighty theologian did in the presence of the burning bush. He only confessed his inability.
Amen.
Yeah.
Bible gblɔ be Mose sẽ ŋu le eƒe nyawo kple dɔwɔwɔwo me le Egipte. Ke mikpɔ nu si Mawu nusrɔ̃la sẽ ŋu awɔ le ŋuve bibi la ŋkume ɖa. Eƒe mateŋuiwo me ko woƒu.
When he seen the genuine purpose of God, he confessed that he was inability to do it, yet he was trained in all the theology that they could give him.
Amen.
Trained in their best school.
Esime wòkpɔ Mawu ƒe tameɖoɖo vavã la. Evue me be ŋutete mele yesi be yawɔe o. Ke hã exɔ hehe le Mawu nusɔsrɔ̃ si woate ŋu anɛ la me. Wohe le suku nyuitɔ kekeake me.
But what can he do with that pillar of fire hanging on the bush?
So I can't even talk.
Amen. Amen.
Gake hã la, nu ka woate ŋu awɔ esi wo dzolili kpɔma tɔ ɖe ave la me le afi ma. Egblɔ bena.
Lord, who am I that I should go? See?
Afoto meka menye be mayi.
Get your shoes on, Moses. I want to talk to you. Get yourself down, even your shoes. You're flat on the ground again. I want to talk to you. Couldn't even talk.
Dewa tokotao, Mose. Mediba ma fonu kliyo. Dedoki okodi. Watokotao untoko ha. Egado anyigwa fufu ake. Mati ba ma fonu na o. Mate ngwa fonu to han o.
I are elected prisoner. I elected prophet. Just like Paul was elected. Moses was elected deliverer. And then finally God had his elected subject a prisoner to him.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Mleba la, gato te tia la, nyagwani la te tia la, abale si keko wo tia Paulo ne, wo tia Mose ha be wanye de la. Eye emekbe mleba la, ma wu wo efe ame te tia la wo su gato na eyama. Oh, hallelujah.
Think of all you mean as the word of that movie.
Amen.
Who shall say that me? I am.
Ne ma ufe nya dezon kliko. Afie ya ha te ngwa dezon. Ameke maglon be do maha. Menye.
How will I do? I'll be with you.
Aleke ma wo. Ma nokpli wo.
Yes, Lord. Just as you say, here I am. Oh, my. That, he's a prisoner.
Amen. Afeto. Ale si ne gloko. Nyenye si. Ho, miato. Emala. Enye gato.
He goes against his better thinking. Now, you've been trained. The commander arms.
Etitre de fosusu nyu de denguti. Azon la, e kho rebe wak plo afako afi.
A sword's up, about face, train, the goal, chariots all in order, spears forward, charge. That's how he's going to take it over. That was his training.
Yi, neiji, trojango, e kho rebe ale si waho, tasia damu le dodo mekeng. Akpo konwo le ngo. E blakpa. Nenema wo yina e hoge. Remae o ho.
Well, he said, well, we're going to use the what you got in your hand.
Gake globe. Nuka e sanke mala. Ebe, nuka e la siyo me.
A stick.
A tizo tie.
God does things so ridiculous sometimes to the human mind.
Ma u wana na o si diako kwe. La mefe susu nu yado yilo.
Got a stick in his hand. Whiskers hanging down. 80 years old. Wife on a mule. Kids sitting on a hood.
Ele atizo tirasi. Loglo gale wuya. Ble febla nyi. Eswan le teji soji. Vila aline.
Little flabby arms hanging down a stick.
This is his setup where he is, thus says the Lord. He's fired your
acres. Amen. Hallelujah.
Efe apowo sue titi gbojo mawo gegem le nu kple ati deko wo choko te elabena ale afoto gblo esi le esi nukantie mlebala e diseke.
You was a prisoner. I only move when the word moves.
Amen.
I only speak when the word speaks.
Enye gato nenyala dezo klim ko afi ma dezo afi si nyala fonulela.
Where are you going? I got one commission. Stand before Pharaoh. Show him for this stick. Hey, God sent.
Afika yimnele, mechododo, matitrele Pharaoh kuma afshien kule atisia bena mawe dom. Amen.
What's going on here, sir? He'll provide the next thing after you do this.
Nuka wagena la le siya mekbe. Eye ana nusi ya kule do, le si me mawe siya vo mekbe.
You've
only got one thing to do the first step, right? Surrender. Amen. Become a prisoner. Don't think of yourself or something else. Become a prisoner. Yema, mikwevo. Ndeka ko wolebe na wo fiensia. Eya nya fode de gbantola. De asile do kio ngu.
Moses become a prisoner. Confess he couldn't even talk.
Mose trosu gato, evu ome be, ye matengwa fonu nto hao.
Finally, when God got him in his hand, where he could only move, where God moved him.
Mleba si ma u le refa si me, afisi ne ma u dezon kliko, afi watengwa dezon, afisi.
He told him the word, he knew it was the word. Then he submitted himself to the word, and the Holy Spirit there, God, harnessed Moses. To the will of God.
As you blow nyala nela, enyabe nyala e, ekamai bobo erokure nyala te, ke afimala, bokboko kwe mau, dega mose de mau fe lolonu unti.
That's the same thing he done to Paul. That right?
Amen.
He harnessed Paul.
Numa ketututu owana Paulo, esogwea, edde numega Paulo.
Little crooked nose, sarcastic Jew. Oh, with PhD and LLDs wrote all over him. But he said, oh, I'm going to show him what he's going to suffer for the word's sake.
You da to meng dala swe ple ngoti foko ma. Oh, si ho PhD ple LLD. For da se dik bala si o ngolode ngouti katane. Gake, eya mak blombe. Ma denu si o po fu wabak pe denyala tala afyen. Mikuya.
And I'm Paul sitting there and seeing the word. And seeing that was Jesus. Then he raised up his hands and become harnessed to him. The love of God harnessed him to the word.
Hallelujah.
He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles. There he went.
Kaya, kaya si Paulo no afima lenya kpom. Hele kpombe eya inye Yesu la. Ekema dofo asio reji. Hetrozwa mesi o degade enguti. Ma ufo lolonu degade nyalangu. Eyama ato nyenko ayi trosbola onkume. Yema inada.
Moses, I am the God of your fathers. I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. I remember I promised them, and the time of the promise is near.
Mose, menye fofo ofo mau. Menye Abraham, Isaac, le Yakov fo mau. Medon kung besi medona wojib. Keng bedodo la fe game gogo.
And I see the afflictions of my people. I remember my promise. And I have come down to harness you.
Eye mekponye dukala fe teterani. Medronku nyengbe dodoji. Eye mefabe ma black banao.
You know what the word says? Now harness you to go down there. Harness you with power. To go down there and deliver my people.
Minyanu sinyalaglon. Ma black banao. Bena yida afima, me black banao, ple ngusen, bena yida afima be, na denye duko.
They got stick in your hand as a witness. Cause you've seen a miracle done by it. Just like David with the slingshot.
Ke to atiploma de asi, abe dasafo ene, ela bena ekpo nukunu si o wakpli, ega sokle David, ple fe akafo, mikuya.
Harness himself,
And he went down. Finally, God had a man that was subject to him, harnessed to him, and could not move until the word of God moved him. If people just do that today.
E black panado kui, eye wo yide afima, mrebala, ma ukpo mi ade si bobo edo kui de ete, wo de gede enguti, be ma tengwa vao vasede si ma ufenya afen o, ne de ama uwa tengwa wo esi ako ekbela.
Then he was his prisoner, a prisoner of love, yoked up in the bond of love with God, as Paul was yoked up in the bond of love to God.
E kama anye fe gato, lono fe gato, si le lolo fe babla fe kokutite nana mau abale si Paulo hanle lolo fe babla fe kokutite na mau ene.
Just like Paul, both of them trained the same way. Moses trained, you know, to deliver the children of Israel by military might.
Tututu abe Paul ene wakle vesian kokhehe le nono mere kame Moses kokhehe minye be wade Israel fio kle afako fe nguse.
Paul trained. Take it out of the hands of the Romans and let them free. By great ecclesiastical force in the world that day, great schools of training come up under dominion.
Paulo Jorgebe, Wadewo, Le Roma Tofa Asime, Eye, Wanavovo, Blefaham, Tonya Fung Sagama, Sinokia Melankekamame, Sukufa, Gaga, Wohila Gamelial Te.
And both of them went to the desert. Come back different man. Both of them saw the pillar of fire.
Amen.
And both of them were prophets.
Hallelujah.
Is that right?
Amen.
Both of them prophets.
Eye wakple ve wo yide gbeji, he trogbo zu ame bubu san. Wakple ve wo kpojo lilikpo la. Eye wakple ve wo nye nyagblodi la o. Esogbia. Wakple ve sia nye nyagblodi la o.
And they both were prophets by the pillar of fire.
Amen.
Exactly right. Coming for deliverance.
Eye jolilikpo la fonu na wakple ve, esogbe tututu, ovabe wanye de la.
There they was, went to the desert, left their homes and went to the desert to find out, left their peoples and everything to find the will of God. See?
Wawe ma yide gbeji, wajolo ofe afeme, he yide gbeji, be wadati nusitae. Wajolo ofe tukola kple nusianu bo, be wadzi ma ufololonu, mikuya.
They were trained in one way, God changed them to another.
Oh, the Mwadaji. Mawutro the Mabubuji.
And they had become a complete prisoner to not act in the way that they wanted to act, but act in the way that God wanted them to act.
Eye Elena Obe was Gatoblibo. Bena wa gawonu alesi woti la we o. Kabon wa wonu alesi mawuti be wa wonwe.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever. Have we got another 10 minutes, sir? I'll real quickly get to another character.
Eye, eye, make a to egbe yide mavomavome. The minute ye wo gale miya sila afima miya to wo esi awea. Kabakabala, miya gede kwada mbubuji.
I see one before me now. His name is Joseph. He was an elected son. He was a perfect type of Jesus Christ.
The kalengonye mekpo fifia. Efengkoyenge Yosef. Enye deviade si wotia, enye Yesu Kristo fe kpodengu deblibo.
He was born a prophet. He is a prophet also. See?
Woji wo nye nyaglondila. Eya ha nye nyaglondila, mikuya.
And now, he could see vision. And when he was a little boy, he saw a vision of himself sitting on a throne. And his brothers bowing to him.
Ke azon atengwa kpong tega. Esi wo ganye devi suela. Ekpong te galedo kungu o bobo no fiasi kwiji, eye fufuwa o leta dem agune, mikuya.
But what? He became, he felt like he's a great guy. See? And all of them, what did God have to do? He done the same thing that he did to the rest of them.
Kaya milen kurengu, eva zu, ewone abe ezu ame gande, mikuya. Wokata, gakenu ka wolebe mauna wo.
Because Moses was a deliverer, Paul was a deliverer, and now Joseph was a deliverer. He saved his people from the famine.
Elabena, Moses nye dela, Paul nye dela, eye azon Joseph nye dela, e defo tukoto dowa meme.
What did God has to do to him?
Put him in prison.
Nu ka wole be mawu na wɔ ne ede gaxɔme ede gaxɔme enumake amegã.
Remember he was sold by his brother to an Egyptian and they sold him to Potiphar.
Mi do ŋku dzi be nɔviawo tsrɛ na Egiptetɔa eye wo tsrɛ na Potiphar.
And Potiphar gave him a little bit of liberty and first thing you know that was taken from him. And there he sat in the prison, crying, God had to strip it.
Eye Potiphar ne vovovia de ko, eye kaka ngto ha la, wo ga khwele si, ke enno ka khome le afima, he favi, elena maube, wa denuo le eme.
Now notice, but all the time I believe he in that prison, he could remember that the vision said, that he's going to sit on the throne, and his brothers is going to bow to him. Because he knew that his gifts come from God. And he knew that it was had to come to pass.
Azomi Degesi, kele ye iya wakatamea, mekwe sebe, eyama esi ono gachoma mela, atengwa dron kung te galaji akblobe, ye gbona fiazi kuiji noge, eye ye no vya wola deta gunaye, elabena enya esi abena ye fennana la tuma ugbo, eye, unyaha bena elebe wavame.
If we could only keep that in our
mind.
And according to the word of God, in this last days he's going to have a church.
Amen.
He's going to have a people. And these things that he promised, he's going to do them.
Ne de nusia atengwa nomia fosusuo mebena, le mau fanyanula, le nkeke mlesia omela, ghamiade le esi noge, dukwade le esi noge, eye, nusia o sifengbe wodola,
he's saying what? And we're living in the time.
Amen.
We're there.
Amen.
He's just trying to get us to be real prisoners now. Amen. Locked in with him.
Eglobe ya wei. Kemye le akbele yi lame. Mye do afima. Deko wo le akbaba jembe ya tomia wo gatova van ufifia. Amesi wo wo ture home. Ple eyama.
You hear that old song you sing? And then I'm going to shut in with God.
Yeah, but
I want to be shut in with God. Now, that's where I thought about this.
Mie do nku ha ho kwe ma si mie jina. Eka ma nye ya ma glak ple mau. Ma dibe ma glak ple mau. Azon afisya ye me buna nu si angouti le.
Being shut in with God. Nothing else. You only move when God says move. You only do as God says do. Then you're shut in with God.
A glak ple mau. Nu bubu adeke makpede ngu o. Eye ne ma u globe, van la e akwe na van. Nu si ma u globe na wola, e akwe na wo. Mikwea, eke ma e glak plakpel ma u.
Now remember, he was thinking. He also became a total failure to himself. All that he knew, all that he understood and everything, he became a total failure. It didn't work.
Azo mi don kuji, anotame boom. Eya ha trosu amegege blibo le do kugbo nu de sia de si onyatala nu sia nu gome wo setala ple nu okata mala ekpo gege blibo ma zone o.
He was put under a situation to where that nobody would listen to him. He was a prisoner.
O dere no no me ademe si ame areke ma tenwa do tui o ezu gato.
He was put into a situation that unbelievers would not believe. Can you see what I mean?
Mikuya, what dare no me adame? Sika jima kose to matengwa kwese u. Mikuwa nusi glomelea.
His ministry was of not effect. The people turned their heads. They wouldn't pay attention to him in prison. What good for his ministry do?
First was what dollar me got devi o. Ame o de kora le engu. Ome le ekbo kpom le gachwa me ngu toha o. Nuka pe first was what do ag wo.
He might stand to the prison bars and preach to him to walk on down the street. See? But he become a prisoner. God kept him a prisoner. Until the wheel got rolled up for him.
Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Total failure.
Atengwa titre de gachwa fo gati ongu adek bafana wo. ke de ko wa yi o fa son li chi le moji mi ku ya ke azu gato eye mawu ledi be wa nye gato fa se re si fu fotila na tro nwe e gblo bena amese anye nye ame ti kokwe gegebli bu
finally God can't do it in his prison like Paul like all the rest of them he came to him
Mlebala mau va egbo le gaxome sigbe Paulo ne sigbe mamamle o kata ne e va egbo
and he used the gift that he had given to get him out of there
yeah.
He brought him from his prison
eye wo zamna na si wo tonela e de dogwile afima e si asogbe e kple dogwile gaxola me
what did he do as soon as he brought him from his prison He was given power
Amen.
By the king, his king.
Amen.
They set on the fire that he was under.
Nuka ewo wo. Kasia wo kple dogwile gaxoa me kola. Wo ne jidudu de fia lagbo. Efe fia. Esi fe akhaji wo no. Esi te wo no.
He was brought from the prison house and given power for whatever he said had to happen.
Amen.
Wo kple to gaxome heto jidudu ne vu keke nu sia nu si wo gblo la ele be wa va me amen
he was born for a purpose
amen.
He was going to set by our king and all the rest of us going to bow knee to him his vision told him so
le fo gaxome la edo nkujira be wo jie de ta me rodo de ta egbona anyi noga klofia ama mamla o kata va cheklone efeng te galak blo esia ne amen
but before his vision could be completely fulfilled he had to come a prison
amen
and then to come a ruler
gake afin te galana fa me blibo toela ele nebe wasu gato amen eye emegbela azu chirula
and when he come from his prison house, and become a prisoner of the word of God, that he can only say what God put in his mouth to say, then God moved through.
Eye si wo dogo, to efe gaxoa me la, etrozu gatona mau fenya, alebena nusi mau glode efe nume la ko watengu akblo, ekema mau zonle ya mame.
Moses had power to bind Pharaoh's prince and his own will.
Yes.
Did you say to this mountain be moved?
Hallelujah.
He had power to bind Pharaoh's prince.
Mi deje si bena, Mose la ngusan le si wo blafara o fe fia vio de yan topo lo lo nunguti. Nem yak blona to si abe teda. Ngusan le si be wo blafara o fe fia o.
Whether they were deacons or presbyters or whether the state representatives or whatever you are.
Na waganye subolao alo nunolao ha. Alo odanye dukotefo nolao alo nusianu siwanya ha.
He said, I'll bind you.
Amen.
So they were bound. That was it. He could do it in his own words, his own pleasure.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ekblonabe, me blami. Eye wo non na babla nenema wole atengwa wole yeng tofo nyanu le yeng tofo jojoronu amen muti kokwe na mau
oh I just got about 3 more minutes so I keep my word
oh minute e to ade wo kwesu so nam ekema ma wo nya nyaji
now we find out that he become a prisoner to God From a prisoner to the world, from Paul the same way, and Moses the same way, from a prisoner to his own thinking, to a prisoner to God.
Azom ye kpo e siabena, e trozu gato na mau, le gato nye nye na hikyame vomegbe, to le Paulo hane ne make, eye Moses hane ne make, to gato nye nye na yeng tofe susu oji la, e zu gato na mau.
And when he come out, he had the power of God. And when he become Paul, when the old thinking of Moses, he was surrendered it and stripped of it, he become prisoners of Christ's word could only move wherever.
Yes, you are Dogola, Maufong Sanosi. Yes, you are Trosu Paulo La. Asima woda asila susuwa kwa ngunti kuda mose ngula. Eye wode dadi ila asu gatona Christopher nyala. Atengwa dezon ayafisi afi.
You say Christ, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater treasures than that of Egypt. Amen. So he was a prisoner of Christ just like Paul was.
Miaglobe, Christoa. Ebu Christopher nkpe gaya u Egypte feke sinonuo. Eya ta enye gatona Christo. Abale siko Paulo ha nye ne.
Remember, all three of them were prophets.
Yeah.
See? And they had to be stripped of their own thinking in order to become a prisoner to the will and the ways of God.
Midon kuji, wakle to aukata wenye nyaklonji lao mikwea. Eye elebe wade wangto fosu suoda le wome. Alebe wate wazu gatona mau falolo nukle mwau.
Now we remember now that he has power to bind at his own word. He had power to loose at his own word. He could say, I loose you in the name of my king. Amen.
Kemi don kwesi aji azombena musale sibe wa blanu le yeng tofo nyanu. Musale sibe wa tunu le yeng tofo nyanu. Atengwa globe metukao. Le fiafen kome. Amen.
Pharaoh made Joseph his son. Christ makes his prisoners of love his son.
Amen.
And he gives them power. The same thing he has.
Pharaoh told Joseph wo vie. Christ wo efe efiao lolonfe gatowe. Eye wo namusewo nude kama sile yen tosi.
St. John 14:12. He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. Even more than this shall he do.
Amen.
Johannes koko etavye na kukwe uye vay. Amesi kodinye sala, mikuya. Dosyo wamalela ya hawe. Eye gato u esya uawo.
Now, the prisoner of the love of Christ becomes empowered by his king, who is Christ. Amen.
Azon Christo fe lolonfe gatozu, amesi fiala nangunse, esienye Christo. Amen.
And verily I say to you, if you say to this mountain be moved, and don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you said will come to pass, you have what you said.
Amen.
Eye, vava amele glom na mibena, ne mye glona tosia bena, teda, eye mye kedile mye fajima ula, gake mye kwese bena, nusi mye biala avamela, mye khonu si mye glona.
If you abide in me and my word in you, if you're yoked to me, because him and his word is the same.
Nemye lemenye, eye nye nyao le miyame, nemye lenye kokutite, elabena eye makple fe nyala wole deka.
In the beginning was the word, the word with God, the word made flesh and dwelt among us. Same yesterday and forever.
Le komeje tiyame nyala liye, nyala li kple mau, nyale va kongouti lan, hen nomi adome, eye makke eto ekbe yide mafomafome.
If you abide in me, not here and there, abide in me and my word in you, ask what you will or say what you will.
Amen.
You have power.
Nemye le menye, menye anno afikle kemeu. Anno menye, eye nye nyao le miyame. Mi bia nusi miye lola. Alo, mi glon, nusi miye loko. Eye wawwena mi. E kwangu san.
Notice, before he come out, he had to be taken out and shaved. A few things had to be shaved off before he could meet his king.
Mideje sibena, afi watoko la, elebe wa kule yi alutane. Elebe wa lunu suyade oda le engu, afi watengu watoko fiala, mikuya.
Oh God, sometimes takes his people out like that. And shaves a few of their own wills off. Shows them that they can't do this what they wanted to do. You know what I mean? They're not
liberty
to do what they
want
to do.
Oh, mau yado ila lena etone nama helua wawong tofo lolonu suede o leongu hetof shana wobe o matengwa wonu siwo tibe yowa won la nenema ko o minyanya si medibe magblon o ma vo a wonu siwo tibe yowa wo o
before they can come into full power and be a love
slaves of Christ, they have to be shaved off and then presented.
A few simply born as Suosi, a one year long of her Cruviona Cristola, Elabewa Lutanao, Akamawa Droo and Kume.
Sometimes he takes them to the deserts to do that. To shave them off and then bring them out, the anointed one, to fulfill the purpose that he's ordained them to be.
Hallelujah.
See what I mean? Brother, we're at the end time.
Yado Ila, Eklawa Yagbeji, Be Wawaesia. Be wa lutanao, eye mekbela wa dewofia, wa nya amesiaminao, be wa wutamerodo si, wo dodi nao be wa nye lanu, mikponu si glomelea.
Remember all other times, what he's done, he's always had to take a man and make him a prisoner to him, forsake his own.
Midon kujibe, eye ye mamleo katala, nusia wo, ele ne godobe wa to ame awwe gatona edokwi,
he had to forsake everything that he knew, forget all his trainings and everything in order to know the will of God and to follow God.
Elenebe wa gbenu le nusianu si wonyala gbo anglo efo hehe khoho ukata kpakle nusianu be alebe wa tenwa anyama ufololonu eye wa jemawu yome.
He can't follow anything that man's got to do and God at the same time. It's too contrary one to another.
Matengwaje nanake si amegbetodobe ya wola yome pede maungu zirekama o etitre de wono ngu akpa.
You can't be going east and west at the same time. You can't be going right and left at the same time.
Matengwa lemo yinade jefekle torofo zireka o matengwa adota ndusikle miyama zireka o.
You can't be doing right and wrong at the same time. You can't be following man and God at the same time. No sir, you are either following God or following man.
Amen.
Matengwa no nungikle nubekbele wam zireka ma o. Matengwa no amegbeto yome aga no ma u yome zireka ma o. Bede amega. Deo na jema u yome lo. Alo na jema amegbeto yome.
Now, then if you are following God and have submitted yourself to God, then you become a prisoner to that God, to that word, to that will. No matter what anything else is, you become a prisoner to it.
Azo akem ne... Ele mau yome hebobodo kyo na mau la, ekema ezu gato na mau, na nyama, na lolonuma, mekanu siya mebubu blo o, etro zu gato na esia.
Listen, we're at the end time. And I would say this with reverence and respect as the last couple of minutes is floating by.
Midoto, miele nuwi, ke matovo vokle bubu akblo esia. It's my minute of my mlevala yimla.
Look, what God, to my opinion, will do and must do and will do in this last day is to find a tool for the harvest. He's got to find a tool to thresh the floor.
Mikwara, nusi mau, lenyanu kwakwanu, awo, ple esi jebe wawo. Let's see what go a lalan wunka kiaji. A ya inye be, wak pot do one wade na nungange. Elenebe, wak pot do one wade, be wafu anyibalai.
Any farmer, when he goes to his harvest, he has to have a tool to do it with. So, he's got to have a sharp sickle or something. Some instrument to thrash out the grain. And the harvest is right.
Agble de la de siya de la. Si na efe nuku ngegela, ele nebe dowonu si wato wela na nosi. Godola, ele nebe nungegeda de na nosi. Dowonu ade, be wato de nukwa, ke agbli akata di.
God, take us in your hand. Make us bond servants of your love. And use us for tools to bring the realization to this sinful, cursed earth that we're living in today, that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Mau, tomi de wasime, tomi wa wolo lopo jisisi dola o, zami abe dowa nwene, bemia hesi jeje amero kuve na nufon plefifo de nyigbansia, si jimye le akbele ebena, Yesu Christo enye yamake eto ekbe yide mavon mavon me.
For myself, God, let me be a prisoner. If all my brethren turn me down,
If all my friends turn me down, I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ and His Word.
Na nye ntola, mau, na bema nye gato, na nofi nye okata gble mdi ha, na kwa nye okata gble mdi ha la, majibe ma nye Yesu Christ ofe gato, na efe nyala.
That I might be harnessed to His Word by the Holy Spirit, to see the Holy Spirit make the Word of God be confirmed by the same things that He said would be done. I want to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Let us pray.
Alebe wa black banam na efe nyala kpakle gbogbo kokwe be ma gbogbo kokwe la na wo ma ufe nyala be wa drokpe eji kple nu de kama si wo gblo be ya wo meji be ma nye Yesu Kristo fo gato mi nam ya dogbeda.
I wonder tonight with our heads bowed if that ambition that we have of being something else, or maybe of something that we might think be a selfish thing. Wonder if we couldn't just kind of lay that aside.
Me bia se fiancia, es me mia fe chi obobode anyi. Na jiji ma si le mia si, be mia nye nana tuto adela, alo doma hi, de nana si mia susu, si anye dokuto jiji fe nana la. Me bia se be, de mia tengwa de asile si angu le muade nu maha.
I wonder if some young boy here tonight look around and say, I'm going to be, when I get big, I'm going to be a certain thing.
Nyemanyane de kakpio odometoa deo le fiensia. Chanku, blobe, mavanye nemetila, mavanye nu alek le ale.
I wonder if you could feel the will of God move in your life and say, no, my ambitions are lost now.
Nyemanyane miyatengwa se mau fwe zondedele miyafwe akbeme. Eye miyakblobe, bede, nye, jimejiti o bukeng wazon.
The last few days the Holy Spirit's been speaking to me. I want to yield myself to God to be a threshing instrument of this last day.
Lengkeke mamlesi ya umela, bokbokokwile nufomunam. Mamamama tibe madasile dokunye nguna mau.
Some young girl that might have ambitions of her fine lady character, or maybe be a pretty little missus, or maybe someday make Hollywood your career.
De tuguade o sike, de oma hi jimejiji la o sina, afon ofo de nguyade, alo de oma hi be, miyanyen srongyon nguyade, alo de oma hi.
I wonder if you're not willing now to submit your ambitions in the presence of God and His Word. Hear the call of God in your own life. God knows who you are.
Mal biam sebe de mialombe aso be miato miafu jimejitila ado maupele fengala nkuma umaha. Asa mau fwe yo yo le miyafwe akbame. Mau nga ame sinenye.
I wonder if there'd be a minister close or a servant, a worker somewhere in church. I just sit in here once in a while. I don't know one third of the people sitting here tonight. But I just little handful that's here.
Nyemenya na usofu ade gogo afisia. Alo subola ade. Dawala ade le hamea meafiade. Deko umayina zireka adeko. Nyenyeme jesi ame si o no anyide afisia fiensi afwe akpa eton lian ha o. Gake me, ame asivlo suye de kar si le afisia ku.
I wonder if there be such a person that you'd be willing to say, I don't care what anyone says, I'm God's slave now. I'm going to preach His Word, regardless. I don't care what my organization turns me out, I'm still going to say that word. I'm going to do it.
Nyemenyana mama togbili o. Esi adibe ya globe. Nyemetole mena nusi ya madesia de akblo o. Menye mau foklu viazo. Ma glon efe nya. Meka nuka ke o. Nyemetole mene nye dodo waha dem dogui o. Makpoto anno anyikle nyama. Mele woge.
My will is God's will. God's will is my will. I'm going to be a prisoner of Jesus Christ by His grace and help. I'll do it. Think of it while we have our heads down.
Nye lolonu, enye mau fo lolonu. Mawu ƒe lɔlɔnu enye nye lɔlɔnu. Mazu gatɔ na Yesu Kristo. To eƒe amenuveve kple kpekpeɖeŋu me la, mawɔe. Mibu eŋu kpɔ esime míaƒe tawo le to.
How many got that ambition tonight? Would you raise your hand? That's mine too. Ah, surrender all. With our heads bowed now. Slowly now. As you think it over now. As you pray.
Ameneni sie didi ma le fiensia. Dem ya kwa si ichia. Tonya ha enge sia. Metson woken na. Esime yafe tau le to azon. Ble wu azon. Esime mie le enguti boom fifia la. Helek be dom da.
Tono kene ne tono kene oh kene ne la yara ne tono kene ne tono.
Take me down to the
Father's
house tonight. Bring me all up
and
mold me over again.
Nye te feng tok blom ne lea. Me di be ma nye gato. Me ho ma afoto. Eye na trom me ma ke le afisia.
Father, as the song continues to play, I thought it most profitable at this time that I break in on the song and talk to you just a moment.
Tifo fofo, esime wo gale gala fofo jila, masusube anye vide nu gande le eyi siame bena ma matote gala afunu na wo hena eyi viade.
As the people are thinking, I surrender all. Father, may we do this with like that this is our last opportunity to do it.
Abale siamo le susumla metonu okena fofo namia wo sia sigbe sia nye gafofo mleto kle gomopopo susuebe miatenu awe.
Let us come with sincerity. Come unto the table of the Lord, as it was, with washed garments, washed soul, washed will, washed ambition, to surrender ourselves and let God take His Word, yoke us up together with it. God's Word.
De mobe miyava kle movevye dodo, ateva apetola feklo nguti abe ale siwole ene, kle awusiwonya. Luvo si wo letina, jitinya si ngunti oklo, jimedidi si ngunko, be miyato miyado kiwo ana, eye na be mau, na toyo fanya, abla kokutie na mi, tede eya mau fanya la ngu.
And may the Holy Spirit take us now, as we hear the yoke click around our hearts. From tonight on, I take you to your word.
Eye, bokbokokwela na chomi a zonjro, aba ale si mie le kokuti la fe vava sem le mia fe ji ogbo to fien si aji yina la ma to mi de mia fe nyanu.
Now don't think your own thinking, think my thoughts, think my will. I will lead you. God grant that it'll be an experience to every one of us.
Azo mi ga to won to osusu o susu nye susu obun susu nye lolonu makplo mau namibe.
These young people sitting here, husband and wife, and some coming to be a husband and wife.
The kakwisio bobono afisianya atuklasi, plus yo bona avanya atuklasi.
This older man sitting here, this minister, been along the road.
Amatiti oha no anyide afisia, nye usofo, si yo nomolaji.
Lord, you're for the devil, ha! Getting way up on the ladder. Our days are being numbered now.
Ke afoto, novin tu nevile si. Nye la, eli atrakulado jikbo, miafe nkekewo le xexle azɔ.
Our steps are made more careful than what we did make them. We watch where we step. We're not as sure-footed, physically speaking, as we once were.
Miekpɔ nyuie le miafe afɔɖeɖewo ŋu tsɔ wu ale si mieɖeawo tsã. Milia ŋku ɖe afi si mieɖo afɔe la ŋu. Mie gaka ɖe miaƒe afɔɖeɖewo dzi o. Ne miagblɔe le ŋuti la nu. Abe ale si mienɔ tsã ene o. Gake aƒetɔ, ale si mie le miaƒe agbe si kuna la kpɔm be enu le yiyim la, ke miaƒe afɔɖeɖe aɖeke meli ke o. Ne wo mele miaƒe asi o.
Now God take us, will you? Take our hearts and our will in your own hand and let us become prisoners tonight to the word, to Christ. May we live godly lives here.
Azɔ Mawu xɔ mi de na woea. Xɔ miaƒe dziwo kple miaƒe lɔlɔnu ɖe wo ŋutɔ wo asiwo me eye nabe miazu gatɔwo fia sia na nya la na Kristo. Nabe mianɔ gbe le Mawu vɔvɔ me le afi sia. Nabe nyɔnu siawo, sɔhe nyɔnu siawo, sɔhe ŋutsu siawo ɖekakpui kple ɖetugbiwo natsɔ woƒe agbe ana aƒetɔ.
And may their ambitions become the ambition to serve Jesus Christ and let become a prisoner of his divine grace and will. Granted, Lord.
Eye nabe woƒe dzimedidi la natrɔ zu didi be woasubɔ Yesu Kristo eye nabe miazu gatɔ na eƒe Mawu me ƒe amenuveve kple lɔlɔnu. Wɔe na mi dzro aƒetɔ. Nu sia katã ko menya wɔwɔ aƒetɔ. Nya sue siawo si la kpokpokpo eye me ka ɖe dzi be naƒo wo nu ƒu ale si dze.
And people want to listen, but it's real warm, and many have to go home and go to work early. But may those seeds just lay into their heart a prisoner.
Ela bena dzodzo le xɔa me afi sia, ke amewo le to ɖom gake dzodzoawo gã. Eye ele be ame geɖewo hã na yi aƒe, eye woafɔ yi dɔme kaba. Gake na be nuku mawo na dze woƒe dzime gatɔ.
Go home and say to the wife as they, before they get ready to get out and pray this afternoon or this evening by the bedside, look across to one another and say, dear, what about that tonight? Have we really become prisoners to Christ and His will, or do we work to our own will?
Wa yi afe me agblɔ na wo srɔ̃wo bena abe ale si hafi wo sɔgbe ayi klo dzi ado gbe ɖa le ɣetrɔ sia ale le fia sia la ɖe abati ƒe axadzi woakpɔ wo nɔewo agblɔ bena lɔlɔa nu ka ku ɖe numa ŋuti fia sia ɖe mietrɔ zu gatɔ vavãwo na Kristo kple eƒe lɔlɔnu alo ɖe mietsɔ mia ŋutɔ ƒe lɔlɔnu le dɔ wɔma.
May young men and young women everywhere, especially those who heard the message tonight, ask themselves that same question. Am I willing to become a prisoner, forsaking my own life?
Nabe ɖekakpuiwo kple ɖetugbiwo le afi sia vevietɔ ame siwo se gbedeasi la fia sia. Na bia babia ma ke wo ɖokuiwo. Ɖe melɔ̃ be manye gatɔ agbe nu le nye ŋutɔ nye agbegbɔa.
He that saves his life shall lose it. But he that will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
Ame si aɖe eƒe agbe la abui. Ke ame si abu eƒe agbe ɖe tanye la akpui.
Father, we know that it's become a prisoner of you. Lose our own ambitions and our own desires to find yours, and we have eternal life. Grant it, Lord.
Fofo, mie nya bena esia nye ame na zu gatɔ na wo. Abu mia ŋutɔ ƒe dzimedidiwo kple mia ƒe dzodzro. be miakpo towowo eke ma agbemavo asumi asi we na mi jiro afoto.
Only thing I know is to commit now into your hands and may it become fruitful and bring forth great tools for the last day harvest.
Ndre kakomenya enye bena matrede asina wazo eye nabe esia na teku eye wana dawa nuganga o hena nuwu nkekela fe nungengela.
Man and women, boys and girls surrendered to the complete will of God and become prisoners of Jesus Christ to his love, shackled with fetters of divine love. We ask that in his name.
Mutu oklenyonu de kakio kle de tubio wato wodo kio anamawu fe lolonu la blibo. Alebe wasu Yesu Kristo fe gato na efe lolon. Amesi o to mawu me lolon fe koso koso bope de Kristo un. Me bia esia le efe nkome. Minamiato.
Let's just say that again with her eyes closed and her hands up.
Minamiaga Glossiake, Esime Miamia Funkuo, her comia Fasioji.
Before the dismissing song is sung, take the name of Jesus with you.
Azon nemia demia fe tola. Ke afi wa chikakla be Yesu kola.
I'm going to ask that this brother here, I forget his name, the sister testified about the vision of darkness coming over, which was healed. And remember, looking back, the veil was gone. Her faith did that. You dismiss us in prayer, will you, brother, and ask God's blessings upon
us. Mabia bena bena novin to see afi. Mangloe fun kobe. Novignon si dida se kude esik podoyo. Kemi don kujibe, esi wo trokbo megbela nuchonu la bu. Epe kose wesia. Wo. Pami legbedo dorame. Eloa, novin tu. Eye, na biya maufo ya ira ude miyaji.